Blog Talk Radio.
I'm holding a new rope, got me 10 feet off the ground.
Welcome in, special edition of Daytime After Dark, the filing of Rebecca Host. You know what, you guys? We are going to fight this. We are not going to just roll over and play dead because, you know, that's what, you know, other people will do. We are the fan base that need to be kicking and screaming all the way to even find this office. You know that? I'm angry. I don't think I've ever been this angry over a filing. I mean, what the fuck, everyone? Okay, so I'm going to bring on my co-host, Terry, and then I'm going to bring on everyone on the switchboard. Oh, my God, thank you, guests, for coming in. You can sign up at, you know, go in and make yourself a name, then you can talk to all of us. And let's see, the number tonight to call in is 347-850-8721. That's 347-850-8721. Okay, I'm going to bring on Terry first.
Hello?
Hey.
I'm really pissed off. I feel like we're in, I'm like we're in, what's the five stages of grief or something that you, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I'm mourning the loss of a friend or something. I haven't been able to think of nothing but this.
Yeah.
So like, I couldn't even concentrate at work grading papers at work.
I know.
This is pathetic.
Yep, okay.
I don't anymore, man. I just feel like going, buying a gun. You know, because I live in California. I know. I'm just kidding.
I agree.
You know,
okay, I'm going to bring on callers because our switchboard has...
I know, I'm getting on there right now.
Okay, area code 443, you're on the air with us.
Hey, you guys, it's Candace.
Hello.
Oh, Candace, I am so glad you did. You get my Facebook email that I.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I was gonna call because I'm like, I can't even. Words cannot describe how I feel at this moment.
I know.
How every General Hospital, even people who hadn't watched General Hospital knew of Becky. When I tell you yesterday, when it went from rumor to confirmed news,
yeah.
Twitter, Facebook. And very
true. Yeah.
Went crazy. We actually Twitter some fans, some hospital fans, broke news to Laura Wright, to Kelly Margo. They didn't know until they were
okay.
Their
okay.
Twitter. So
you know what? Right now, I'm mad about Kelly Margo's tweet about her, saying how sad. About Becky Libby, okay, you are going to benefit from this moment, you're sad? Come on, you hypocrite.
But did you read what she said on her Twitter, what she said about Becky? Like,
what did she say?
I just read it. She said that she, like everybody else, is like in a state of shock. She's deeply sad and because she's been a miss. But she said, with this, she doesn't feel that daytime is safe anymore.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know. Oh, okay, you guys.
I'm going to say this. There was so much news going on yesterday regarding soaps. But this right here with Becky was like the shock. Like, in the soap industry. Like,
okay.
Was just like,
you guys, you too. I'm getting calls. The switchboard is lit up.
Wow.
Candace, I'm going to keep you on because I love you and I love what you say. And, yeah, so let's see. I'm going to bring on Allie next. Hey, Al. Allie? Oh, I'm Audrey.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, Audrey,
hey.
You're on the air with us. Hold
hey.
On, let me bring on Allie. Allie, are you here?
Hey, I'm here.
Okay,
hey.
And hold on. You guys, I'm going to let everyone on the switchboard. Don't talk over each other. We don't want to be the view of the soaps of the view. So just don't talk over each other, but I'm bringing on everyone.
Wow.
Hey, Silly. Hey, Silly.
Hi.
Hi,
girl.
Hi,
sad day. Sad day in Bedrock. Lee.
Yeah.
Right? Sad day.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to bring on area code 224.
Hello.
Hello. 224,
hello.
What's your name?
I'm the Arcan staff. Well, to nowhere staff.
Oh, okay. Oh, I am so glad you called. And welcome, yeah, is this anyone wants to speak, it's an open forum. You guys can reel in as much as you want. It's, you know, it's actually welcome.
Okay, I just want to say one thing. I want to say that when God closes one door, he usually opens another.
Mm-hmm.
I know nobody,
oh, yeah.
Nobody,
yeah, I
no,
believe that.
Nobody wants to hear this. But you know, I mean, Becky was hardly on anyway,
yeah.
And I feel in my heart of hearts, she's going to go somewhere where they're going to
yep.
appreciate
yeah,
this woman's talent.
And
uh-huh.
she's gonna.
I
wrote it on Twitter
that.
Yesterday.
Really,
I said
that.
she's gonna make it big, and
yes.
Ron and Monaco are gonna just have to eat it.
Yeah, they will.
Well, yeah,
because,
but
because you know.
Exactly.
But the thing I do not get, this fucking came out of nowhere, you guys. It's like,
oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I am
it,
never
it
taking.
I
am never taking.
It's a shock, Carly. It's a shock to the fans, but I don't think it really came out of nowhere.
You don't think so?
No,
I think it's been
in the works for a while. We didn't
Thank
know
you.
About it,
exactly.
but I think
really?
It's been in the works for a while. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, you guys.
I think so, too.
Because they trashed her
I don't.
Character. I mean, they mm-hmm. trashed
you know what?
Her character. Mm-hmm.
If
they
I was Becky
purpose.
Right now, if I was Becky, I would want to have a big fucking lawsuit because, I don't know, I'm angry. And the way they treated her,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and, yeah, oh, okay. 510, area code 510, when you want to talk, just put your hand up. I don't know if you want to be on air or not, let me know. But, no, you know, I'm still in shock. I'm mad. I mean,
I know.
You know.
Oh, I'm mad, too. I'm mad as hell. But I'm just saying that in my head, I always thought, the one thing that we were lucky about was that Becky wasn't getting fired. If Franz really wanted
mm-hmm.
to shove Jason and Sam down our throats, he
mm-hmm.
was going to have to take the competition out of the way, and he hadn't
oh my
done
God.
That up to now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the fact that he now had to do that, well, it's a combination of two things. It's Jason and Sam, but it was also because of JJ. And what I mean by that was Franz and Guza had every intention of trying to recapture the original Liz and Lucky magic. And
yeah.
when it didn't happen, they blamed Becky instead of putting the blame where it should have been put on JJ. He's the reason that
mm-hmm.
that story's
mm-hmm.
off.
Mm-hmm.
Writing. I mean, how she was screwing two brothers. How was anybody supposed to root for anybody
mm-hmm.
in that storyline?
I know.
So she got the blame for it. And she's the one that's paying the price. But I totally agree with Shirley. I think Becky's going to go. I think this, as bad as we are, I think this
yes.
is actually a good thing.
I
yes.
think so.
You know,
I think
she's
going
to
want to know the days of her life.
She's going
to go where Natalia is or something, you know?
Well,
so
I'd like to see her go on to prime time. I'd really like to see her
go on to prime
time.
Time, yeah. Go on to, like, Gossip Girl or one of
yeah.
those. Or that's
I'd
New
love
York
to be near
Castle.
I'd love to
Grey's Anatomy.
Castle, yeah.
Grey's Anatomy, yeah, there we go.
Grey's
yeah.
Anatomy.
Right.
She would have been perfect as Baby Grey.
Oh,
you know.
You guys,
oh,
hold on.
Yeah.
Bridget is on the line, too. Let me bring her on. Bridget, you're on mail with
Hi,
us.
Bridget.
Hey, girls.
Hey, Bridget.
Hi.
You know,
no.
I was taking a nap. Yesterday I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get off Twitter for just a little while. We are not having the real mom tonight. So I thought, okay, I'm gonna need to take a little nap. And while I was on my little nap, my phone blew up. Texting and I'm like, wait a moment, okay. And then when someone said about Becky leaving, I accused this person of lying, basically, because I'm like, wait a minute, no. And then I go on the net, and then I feel sick to my stomach. I'm like,
I cried
online.
I couldn't sleep last night. I was so upset.
I know.
I literally cried when she told me. I literally
yeah.
was crying. I felt like
right.
I lost
I
my best friend. I'm mourning. I feel like I've been mourning all day. I was at
yeah.
work. I couldn't even concentrate on grading the papers at work.
A,
I was just
yeah.
thinking.
A lot of people are saying that. Why, you know, we are so upset over this fictional character, but, you know, she's more than a character.
Yes.
She is a sweet young woman.
I feel like I know Becky. And, and this is more than just about liaison.
It's more than what they did to her.
She is such a decent and lovely and classy lady. For them to do this for her, forget about the couple.
Hey,
for
510,
did
you want to come on?
Ticks me off.
Huh?
I know. It's sad. Steve was very upset, and I know.
Oh yeah, he gave a. Did you read his tweet? It was beautiful.
I know a lot of people were heartbroken. You know, that's his friend. That's his buddy. You know.
The Kelly tweet.
I don't. I think that that. I don't know how to take that one.
I know.
I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
You can't. You can't really put all the blame on Kelly. You just can't do that. She's not really running.
Yes, you can.
Because everybody doesn't have the last word in who comes and who goes. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody was pointing fingers last night on Twitter at Michelle Van Jean, who created Elizabeth, who did the beautiful storyline. Everybody had it on Twitter,
raid.
Like, around... Like, they went on off on her saying it was her fault for the
That's
destruction of Elizabeth. And
no,
it was like everybody, it was me. Well, I personally put my name in it, Nancy Lee Grawn. Everybody else was coming to the aid and saying it's not the writer's fault. It's the people at the network's fault, if you want to be totally honest. Because, truth be told, Rebecca hasn't had a decent, quote-unquote, storyline in a while. She got caught up in a storyline that screwed her over. And Gulfin has always had certain favorites, as we can tell. But I can tell you this. The Jason and Sam fans, the Lucky and Liz fans, any fan base that is out there, when I tell you that the outpouring Becky's our girl. Becky is so sweet. The actress and everything. And then people started talking about the character. And like we're saying now, like we grew up, like I'm 28, so when Becky started, Becky's a little older than me. She was like the bad girl for me. She was like, she listened to the Jay-Z, smoking a cigarette. I was going to relate to her when she first got on that show.
That was me
at the beginning. To see her go through these changes,
I know,
it's like, all right, we grew up with her, but if you've ever met Becky in person, she's such a down-to-earth girl.
She is so
sweet, and it killed me because Becky actually posted on Twitter tonight.
She went under Michael's account because she didn't know how to use it.
She doesn't know how to use Twitter. So she's going to post a little bit more, but all I kept thinking about, and, you know, everybody said, she can go to another soap. And granted, I hope she goes to Young and the Restless. But I was thinking about her three kids. Within the 13-year period, we were all connected because she gave birth to these three kids.
Right.
On the show.
Right.
You know, and it's like, okay. And I kept thinking about them. And then I kept, like, today, like, everybody, like, I said... to one of my coworkers, I said, I don't know how I'm going to do this today. And it was like, wow, who died? And I was just like, the fate of daytime, period.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, because I don't understand how Becky was fired. Like, and Erin, the girl who plays Sabi, whatever her name is, has a contract.
Got a contract.
Yeah.
The
all
the
all
bond,
these
got a contract.
Coming
yeah.
on have contracts. This I don't get.
Yeah.
So,
and in a way, what Kelly wrote was true. I mean, and nobody's safe. Nobody is safe.
No.
And she could get in the wrong graces of Franz, because that's what happened with Alicia Lee Willis. You know, one minute she was a favorite, and the next minute he didn't like her anymore. So anything can happen.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not putting the blame on Kelly Monaco.
No,
I'm
not
putting the blame on Franz.
No,
that
right,
is where the blame
right.
is supposed to go.
Right. Right.
The thing is, why, you know, Maybe that killing Monica Gogo. I'm sorry, but, you know, she had never gone in the ratings about it. Oh,
who's
you know.
Who's to say she's not though? Who's to say she's not, she's safe?
Really?
I know. I pray to God she's not.
There's nobody who can be, anybody who's been on the show, this is now, I'm kind of understanding this. Anybody who's been on the show longer than 30 years, with the exception of Jane Elliott and Tony Garry, has been let go, correct? Am I correct on
this? That's true. That's, yes, that
no.
True.
Anybody who's been on there for 15 years, getting kind of seen on and off, given the exception of Maurice Bernard and Steve Byrne, but they've been on and off. Becky has just reached the, 13-year mark, right?
Yeah.
She was supposed to be at 14 this year. Everything from 13-year on down, that's what I'm saying, has been gone.
Yep.
The only thing that remains from that time frame of the 90s, like 96, 90, 2000, I'm going to say, around that time period, is Johnny
Jason
and Tyler Perkins. And Tyler Christopher from the Fab Four, the Fab Four that I grew up with,
Hold on.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I just want to clear something up in the room. I don't think Brenda will be leaving the most DNC. You know, there was rumors, and then she said she wasn't leaving. So who knows on that? Yo. That's what I wanted to tell you, everyone. I called Brian Fawn's office and Sweeney's office this morning and Jill Phil and Phillips this morning. And I got Jill Phil and Phillips' voicemail. I left you a great little, you know, I hope you can live with yourself kind of messes. I basically told Fawn's secretary that, you know, you might as well just go clear your desk out now, because when your boss this did, you can say goodbye to all three soaps.
It's coming down to that. It's coming down.
One at a time.
What they're trying to do anyway, you know? I just feel that way. You know,
I agree, Sherry. I think he's trying to decimate all three soaps so he can put something else in.
Hey,
I think he's trying to kill
All I got to say is this, that Brian Frost needs to watch his back, because he needs to call Barbara Bloom. Ask her how she's doing today. That's all I got to say.
Hello. Hello.
So
Barbara Bloom got fired because Julie Chen wanted her out, and she's married
and
to the head of
CBS.
Oh, my God. You know what? I just wanted to say, Z282, why bring Steve Weber on when you're going to kill off his sister? Okay, number one, we don't know if Becky's going to be killed off, okay?
The spoilers are not good, Carly. The spoilers for what they're going to do to Elizabeth is not good.
There's so many speculations going on right now.
They're saying she's either being kidnapped by Franco, killed off, or she goes away and she comes back like years later. Now, I can tell you that the people who have come up with the killing of Elizabeth Weber are already ticked off to the point of no return. If they decide to do that, and with General Hospital's history, all I got to say is Emily Quartermain. That's it.
Right,
I wouldn't be surprised
if they are going to kill off Becky.
Because it's the only way Ron can push his agenda. I mean, they have to eliminate the competition, and that's what this is.
He's never liked Becky's character. So why does he want her there? He's been wanting Becky out of there for a long time. He only has hard on for his favorites. He don't care about anybody else.
He doesn't care that they have
fans. Oh, my God.
You know what? Do you think they're going to kill her?
You
guys talk one at a time.
Okay, Go ahead. You're right. Go ahead. Whoever was talking. What's that talking in the background?
I don't know.
No idea.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. You know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this, you know, because to me, yeah, it might have, you know, been planned for a while. But, you know, I mean, the timing of it all yesterday, I was thinking, okay, because, you know, I heard about Philip and,
Oh, yeah, they're leaving too.
Yeah, Philip and...
I called Carly on the phone last night to talk about something else. She's like, did you hear? Are you on Twitter? I'm like, no, what? And that, she's like, somebody got fired, and then she told me, like, oh, no, and I started to cry. I'm like, you're kidding me.
Well,
oh, my gosh.
Oh,
man.
I thought it was a rumor until Jamie started going on. Jamie was the one that, was he, when he was making it to be really serious, I was like, oh, my God, this is real.
Yes.
This is real.
You know what? You know, for me, I did not, because I went to look at ABC Soaps and Dead, and I do not trust Wizard as far as I can film. So I tell that, I'm like, wait a moment, no. So then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to Jamie Gooden Daytime Confidential because I trust him. And I went there, and I'm like, no, no, I'm reading this No, I'm reading this wrong. I'm really reading this. You know, and then I went on Twitter, and it was blowing up like I've never seen it blow up.
Yeah.
It was overcapitulation or whatever you call it.
But even
no,
Richard thinks this is a stupid decision.
I had read that when she was, you know, pregnant and she went on leave, I don't know how true it is. I heard they wanted to do it then, but then I guess the hive said, no, you can't do that because people are going to think we're horrible. So let's wait and let's bring her back. You know, that's what totally pissed me off, lying to the fans, saying that, oh, she's going to have a big story. But nobody said that that story would be her exit story, you know?
Oh, my God,
I mean,
I know.
It's, I just feel like, oh, my gosh.
It's just so sad.
Did you read the article that Reagan wrote at Daytime Confidential?
Yeah.
She just wrote an article about her love for Elizabeth Webber. Oh, that was so touching.
Really?
That's
I thought
what
Daytime
was
I'm reading it right
to.
Now, and I'm tearing up.
Yeah, that's
oh,
what,
yeah, can you read? Okay,
what
is it, Daytime Confidential? I'm going to go look at it right now.
Okay.
Well, you know,
okay.
Did everyone read
what Tyler Christopher said about Becky's exit?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Yeah.
He goes, in my many years on the No Hospital, dozens of actors have come and gone in one facet or another. I have never been shocked as I am over Becky being let go. Elizabeth Webber has been integral part of Nicholas Cassadine since the nearly the inception of the character. I will miss that, and I will miss my friend.
I know.
Ingo Ryan, he said that he's going to miss Becky's smile and her bouncing personality. Everybody is waiting to hear from Jonathan Jackson. His Twitter has not been updated since Christmas, but I can tell you this. When he tweets, I don't know when he's going to tweet, but I think a lot of people want to hear from him. More so because that was his partner in crime up until
recently.
And
in many ways, it's more that storyline that got her fired than it was the Jason and the Sam storyline.
You know,
the Jason fans, they I actually liked this one. They said there was one board. I don't know which one it was. I ran across it, but they was like, they never, you know, saw it in a million years. It would come down to this. What they're talking about is if this storyline, that if any shape, form, if Sam and Jason are in a way, like, responsible for Elizabeth's exit, then they said it's going to be all kind of hell breaking loose between the Jason Lynn fans, the Jason Sam fans, the Lucky and Liz fans, and like.
Yeah,
it's going to be all hell breaks loose for all Elizabeth fans because
Jason
and Sam have their fans.
Yeah,
but the majority of people who watch that show are not Jason and Sam fans.
Yeah,
and everybody who's on the internet knows that this is all agenda driven. Jason and Sam are not going to benefit from this. They're not going to benefit from this.
No, they're not.
I think it's going to be more of a shock for longtime fans because it's Hardy. It's a Hardy Weber. You know?
Terrible.
The only way you could win this triangle is that you had to get rid of the other girl.
Oh my God.
It's like the hardest thing because right now, as I'm talking to you guys on the phone, I'm remembering. Like the nurse's ball that she
I remember,
this was the stupidest one, but when she got on the table at the club or the bar and she was dancing,
Jacob
Young was on the show. I'm having my own like flashbacks here. General Hospital won't do it. Anyway, it's just like the littlest things, and then I remember when I met Becky. It's 2008. Like, after 7 years of trying to meet her, like, I went to the fan club event. I missed her twice. Because she had a babysitter for a kid. Yeah, it was, like, the worst time. And I was like, I'm never going to meet her. And she finally came to Baltimore. And she was so nice. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm freaking out. I was like, okay, I'm about to meet Becky. I'm like, okay. And somebody had written And it was like, she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I said, look, I waited 7 years. I can wait about 5 more minutes. And she looked at me.
Does anybody
like,
think that Steve and Becky will do an event now just to say goodbye?
That's what I was thinking today.
Okay, you guys. Allie wants to read something about Becky's filing. Allie, go.
Okay.
So I made a Facebook group called Save Rebecca Hurt. And one of the members just posted this. It was posted over at abc.com. I don't know how true this is, but I just have to let you guys know. It says, hey, guys, as you know, last October I was told by my twin sister in Georgia that Becky would be let go in the spring. Nobody believed me. I was happy that my sister was wrong. And as soon as they posted it, I guess it was removed shortly after. So then yesterday morning, my sister called and said that Becky was out and her exit was going to be even uglier than what had been written for the character for the last year. They weren't going to let the character go gracefully, but we're going to dirty her up in the nastiest way and to make certain other female character looked good in the process. My sister's nephew is in the lighting and dates the guy from Grey's. And he knows some people from over at Prospect Studio who work at General Hospital. Becky was told last week that Franz said he wanted her, Becky Herbst, gone sooner rather than later because of much viewer discontent about the Jason and Sam pregnancy story.
She was originally
written as being around through the summer, but he wanted her axed sooner. I will also tell you that 3 actresses were laughing about her exit and were cautioned about their behavior.
Wow.
LWD, JP, and Leah Legrand have been amazing, as is Rick Hurst, who's called her ASAP yesterday, as well as SD, Soap's Death, I think, or whatever, or SD, who told her she would be fine. I will also tell you that it is widely recognized that Rebecca Herbst was let go to cause fewer problems for a pairing that is being pushed by Brian Braun.
Oh, my God.
You know why?
How is this going to end so bad?
How does he still have his job?
I hate him.
Oh,
I want Brian.
Gosh.
Hi, I'm not watching the show anymore. I am not going to watch it ever. Ever.
Karma.
Well,
it's going to backfire on us.
2 years,
so
it's nothing new to me.
Did anybody else feel like being slapped? Like that, what she just read, did anybody else feel the slap across your face?
Yes, I did. I feel it a thousand times across my face. I was reading it while you were talking,
and I was like, shit, fuck, no.
And how do you think Becky feels?
Oh, my God, man.
And you know what? I really am interested into this now because they say they're pushing a couple. Well, you already know who it is since she got a contract.
Yeah, I'm saying it.
Now, what I'm waiting for, I want this to fall flat. I'm going to say this, and I don't think it's fair that they're pointing fingers, that GH, whoever, you know, wrote that, is pointing fingers too, saying, like, the Jason Sam fans. Like I told you guys, all hell is about to break loose because now that has been said, the Lucky and Liz fans are about to go after those Lucky and Sabi, whatever her freaking name
is. It's going to backfire.
That she has the contract, that Aaron Chambers has the contract. I find it very ironic that yesterday Becky Lynch gets fired and Aaron has the contract all of a sudden.
I know. I just saw it on here, too.
Unbelievable. So which couple are you saying they're pushing? Is it Jason and Sam or Lucky and Siobhan?
Both of them.
So she got fired for both of them.
One time.
I think she got fired for the fact that a lot of fans, when the rumor came out that there was going to be a story regarding Sam and Jason and Elizabeth, because they did have some stuff on Elizabeth working with Jason and Sam. When some of the stuff, and we even said it on the show. You know, it could be something about maybe Elizabeth helping out with the pregnancy, something. And then it was like, all right, people on the message boards, and this is where the power really comes in, that people from ABC actually read some of the message boards, and what could really startle these fans? I know. And it's like, all right, you're already set in stone that you don't want this certain character to be with this certain character. So what do? You eliminate the problem. And then when it comes out, the truth comes out, then they're pointing fingers at, well, you, the fan base, said you wanted this, so there you go. While another fan base is like, what the hell?
So it's not really good business for them to allow this to be getting out because, it's going to blow up in their face. Like I said, this does not do Jason and Sam any favors. They're like a marked couple now, you know? I mean, they have every fan base up in arms. So,
I know. This is not going to go well. It's just going to make it worse. I'm actually looking forward to the ratings dropping dramatically, you know?
You only do.
Oh, I would be surprised.
They don't
know
what the ratings are. They haven't seen low ratings yet.
And I was telling Carly today that it's not about, because people are saying we're not supporting Becky because it was all about Liz and Jason. No, it wasn't. I was a Liz first. And it's not because we're all pissed because of Liz and Jason. We're pissed because we love the character of Liz.
Right.
You know, I can't stand when people – and even Allie said she went on to the Jassam radio show. They were totally singing and, you know, putting a song on and laughing about this.
Is that right, Allie? You went on the Jassam radio show and they were, like, totally putting salt on our already wounded heart or something?
Can I just say that statement, that thing
that Allie read, just proved that Jason and Elizabeth were more popular than Jason and Sam.
I know.
They always have been.
I want to know what – I mean, we can guess that Kelly was one of those actresses that was laughing, but I want to know
who that was.
I pretty much get – you want me to actually say who I think it is, my top three?
Yeah, I want to know who it is.
This is just my opinion. I don't want everybody to think it's the truth, but I think Kelly Monaco
is
number one. Nancy Lee Grawn is two.
Who?
Nancy Lee Grawn.
Yeah, why would she be laughing?
Wait, who was the second one?
Yeah, what did they have? I don't understand.
Okay. It's like, all right, they quote-unquote said that these three actresses were laughing, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they quote-unquote need to watch, in a way they're trying to say they need to watch their bag because they're probably going to be in the same position soon. I'm going to say Kelly Monaco because of the whole Jason and Sam versus Jason and Elizabeth. Okay?
It's going to be a debacle.
And not only that, Kelly wants to do outside projects. And General Hospital has been very nice to her about these things. But how long can she do that? You know,
right.
It's like they have taken her character, and granted, I used to like Sam when she first came on. She was like the badass. She was what General Hospital needed at the time because Carly was getting played out a little bit. So when they softened her up in a way, then I'm like, are you serious? Like, she really never needed a guy to depend
right.
on. She didn't need... Like, okay, and there's so many questions about Sam, like, who's her father? How come Helena hasn't met her? But that's besides the point. But they are now putting Kelly and Sam into the same kind of corner that is so familiar to.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
They're writing Jason and Sam as a couple who is finally going to get something, a baby. You know, we're
going
to go down
every
not a baby
yeah.
and a wedding. And there's going to be something that's going to happen. Either Steve leaves the show or Kelly leaves the
show.
Because
hold on. We have another call. Hello?
It's Candace. I got cut off.
Oh.
Okay.
No. But that was
can I just say, that's why I want Becky to make it, because I, not to diss soaps, but I want Becky to be, you know, just make it, and then the rest of them are just, like, stuck on soap operas.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I
yeah.
want.
Mm-hmm.
It would be poetic justice.
Yes.
For her, and I can't. Wait, did you guys see ABC's press thing that they said we wish Rebecca, Ms. Endeavors or something like that? I don't think, yeah, okay, thank you, ABC, for saying that after you just laughed like this in all of our faces. Like, yeah, she has a future. She's going to have a future way better than anybody else on
mm-hmm.
ABC. And I hope to see Becky with her.
Oh,
my
yeah.
gosh.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? She's going to go on to better. She's going to go on to better. Somebody's going to snatch up.
Yeah.
Going to be more respectful
right.
and appreciate
yeah.
her a lot more than General Hospital has been in these last
yeah.
years.
Absolutely.
So she's been. She even said that she's really loyal to the show. She really did. If they would have asked her to stay forever, she would have stayed forever.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
But
right.
no, they just totally. I want to cry right now when I say that. They just totally just had to fire her for no reason at all. Oh, storyline reasons. There was a lot of story for Liz. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man. You know, she could have had her own story outside of this crap with whatever, you know. They could have written a really good story for her on her own, but no. You know, jeez.
So basically.
What's that?
No, I mean. General Hospital is all about triangles now. If you're not in a triangle, you don't have a story. If you don't have a story, you go bye-bye.
I feel sorry for the Lucky and Liz fans too. I really do because they got ripped apart too. They got slapped in the face too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like we've set up in the top of the hour, this is just going to affect not only us, the liaison, but everybody else, like the Nick fan base, Liz and Nick, and Lucky and Liz. And it's just pathetic that they had to fire her.
Think
about it.
You
have one Weber / Hardy member left on that
show. I know.
Wow.
You
know
what?
We're not the kids. But. I'm like feeling like it's now like really sinking in that after March, I should say, no more Elizabeth. Like, who ever thought we would ever be saying that?
I know. I just telling Carly before the show started, I go, whoever would have thought that we were going to have a show about Rebecca Herbst firing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was praying we were going to have a show about Liz and Jason reuniting. But, no.
Probably
never
heard
you know what? Yeah. And you know what? I just, hold on. I think, hello? You got disconnected to Tufel?
Yeah, our TAM staff, I did. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. It happened to all of us.
Hey, Carly, I'm on Twitter, and you're asking Dallas what rumor now. What are you talking about?
Well, rumor, something about, she was talking to someone else about another rumor, and Dallas goes, you know, if that's true, I'm going to be heartbroken. So I'm waiting for Dallas in the room, Dallas, if you're in the room, what rumor are you talking about, Ryan? You know, and Tanya Bones, I hope I'm saying that right, she goes, I was so Kelly would go before Becky. You know what? So
yeah.
Oh,
we all do.
I see.
You know, with this regime, we knew that wasn't going to happen.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God.
Okay, I really can't believe. Like, I'm sitting here now. You guys have no idea what this is so funny. I'm flipping through my little scrapbook.
I have a liaison scrapbook.
No, I just, like,
I want one.
Allie.
Well, liaison fans, if you go to www.liaison.com, no, I'm joking. No, I just turned to a postcard that was sent to me March 17, 1998, from Rebecca. It was my first postcard from a soap fan, period. It was my first anything from any soap fan. And I'm looking at it now, and it was like, I'm looking and I'm just like cracking up because she misspoke when I actually got her about that when I finally met her face to face. And I'm just like, right now, I'm just like really in a state of shock because it's like one of my best friends is moving far, far away and I won't be able to see them again. Mm. And this makes me sound so stupid and so like, poor. Mm. I know people are like, okay, it's a soap character, but like I said, I personally grew up with Elizabeth.
So did I. So did I.
Feel like
so
I
did
her.
I.
Me too.
I
we
feel
do,
like
we all do.
I have, like Carly said at the beginning, I don't think I have ever been this upset about a file on a soap.
I neither.
I'm just like, okay, they're leaving. This one is personal.
Yeah,
this
I mean,
one
this one, you know,
this is
I'm
really
mad.
Personal. It's
yeah,
so personal. I'm kind of seeing chat room right now, but it won't let me completely.
I was mad back in 2008, 2009 when Drake and Deidre left. I was mad. I was a big Zana Malena fan, a big Zana Isabella fan.
Oh, yeah,
so
I felt
that
bad
really.
For Days of Life
fans.
I felt bad when that happened. I was like,
this is the worst I've ever felt about someone that is getting fired. I mean, it's like it's wrong on every level.
It's wrong on every
level. But you know, Becky was the one character that the average woman could really relate to.
Exactly.
She was a mother. She was a working mom. You know, she had struggles.
She's a rape victim, too. She was a rape victim.
Bad love affairs. You know, I mean,
and then sweep away the money or power
in Becky, you know, and plus,
and now they just
weak.
They've totally destroyed her character just to, and then just, you know, this is probably what they knew all along was happening when she, you know, they probably
but,
knew
know,
this, so that's why they're writing the character so we wouldn't miss her or whatever,
you know. Well, I was reading on Twitter, or maybe it was Road to Nowhere, I don't know where I was reading it, but anyways, there was somebody, one of her co-stars said, I don't know if it was Nathan Parsons, because they had his initials about after one quote, and then they put this other quote with it, but this person said that they were doing it on purpose, that they deliberately destroyed Elizabeth's character.
Really?
Nathan was saying that everybody there is so sad because everybody loved Becky, and so but
I
they
know.
Were saying that they did it on purpose. They deliberately destroyed. I mean, this is what we've been saying all along. You know, it wasn't like it was you know a that big of a
agenda.
They
agenda.
Made it very blunt.
Agenda.
You know, they were blunt about it. You know.
I just want to cry. I'm going to get some tissue right now. I'm going to cry.
Oh, God.
Why do they feel they have totally decimated
character
like that?
I'm sorry.
Like
so
that.
Sad.
I mean,
okay.
Awful.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about all day. I could not even, like I said in the top of that, I could not concentrate at work because I feel like I'm just lost a dear friend, you know, and I'm just mourning her or something, you know.
Hey, Tawana wrote in the chat room that the three ladies were Chemo, Julie, and Kirsten.
For what?
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
really?
That's
from my sources too.
Well, what did they do? What about them?
They were laughing.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What it was is, somebody happened to be on a flight with these three, and they don't really name it. They say the actress is blonde and young, the other actress is also blonde and young, and the third one I hate to even mention as I always I always liked her and defended her life choices, but never passed judgment, and she is not blonde. I can't believe they were tasteless enough to joke about it, and they were overheard. And so completely disgusted. I was also told that Steve Burton knew in December that Becky Herbst was to get axed, which I don't think was true.
There have been actual meetings about negative viewer reactions that still exist about a certain pairing,
and that the fact that they want this baby story to be big and to have fans get behind Jason and Sam as she struggles through a difficult pregnancy to have this miracle baby.
God.
So.
I'm just want to cry when you say that, Allie.
Bullshit.
I'm just like, I really just want to cry.
I'm sorry, honey. So she's
bullshit. Okay, Allie. Allie, do you know why? You're making my job much harder tonight when Carrie and I talk and make her laugh over something. So, yes.
I've been crying almost all day because of this, you know?
I know. I cannot pronounce this person in the room, Allie. So,
Sly Lumi. Sly Lumi.
Yeah,
Sly
thank
Lumi,
you.
Is that it?
Hi, Sly Lumi. Ugly bitches.
Yeah, ugly bitches, yeah. How?
Wow. Well, I believe in karma, and I believe
that
yeah. Miss Monica
karma
is exactly
bite them in the ass. They're probably already bit them in the ass today with everybody
yeah,
tuning
I mean,
out of the show.
I believe
yeah.
that.
Did everyone call the comment line? Did anyone call that I did? Did anyone
I
else call?
I actually I called Brian Franz's office and I actually got a receptionist and I was like really professional.
Me too.
I was being really professional. I was like, yes, this is such and such. I would like to speak to Mr. Brian Franz. Okay, this is the actual conversation. She was like, well, Mr. Franz is at lunch right now. I was like, he was at lunch. She was like, can I take a message? And she found it really perky, too. So I'm like, okay. I said, well, could you let Mr. Franz know that I want to actually come to his house and blow it up?
The people that behave like this are getting, it's
well,
like they're
no,
winning right
the
now, and it's pissing
well,
me off, you know?
Well, here's the thing.
Here's
the thing. After I said it, I was like, I'm just joking, like, tell him that I think he's doing a superb job. This is what I actually really want after this happened. Because my boss looked at me, and she kept shaking her head because she's a soul fan, too, and she was upset. And I said, he's doing a superb job on all three shows. I said, could you let him know that he needs to create a soap opera of his own and have all the drama that he's caused in everybody's life today? And she was like, I will do that. Thank you for calling. Like, my boss just looked at me. She was like, Candace, only you would have said that. And then she was like, the last couple of years hasn't been good to you for soap. You got Downline Nashville Times canceled. You got Black Ball was gone. And then, you know, Beck, you know, she said, Rebecca was fired. I said, really, you know, yeah. And then I sat down, I really thought about it. I was like, yeah, maybe I'm too much of a soap person. And I said, maybe I need to take a step back before I really go off the cliff.
Candace, you're not the only one because when I called from his office, he wasn't at lunch yet. He was somewhere. And I go, yeah, this is calling from Daytime After Dark. And you can tell him that what he just did, he just committed suicide for all three of his sons. You know, you did. And I go, you know what? I told his secretary, go find a box and kill yourself. Step out because by the summer you won't have a job anymore. And as far as I'm concerned, Brian Franz can, you know, go ahead. And then I got hung up on.
Yeah, I mean, if this is true about these three ladies, I am totally disgusted. I was never a Kelly Monster fan, and I was never a Julie fan. And Kirsten, whatever. I'm sorry, Carly. I can't stand her.
But honestly, can you really expect anything less from Kelly Monica? I mean, she comes
She wears
trashy clothes. She acts like a dumb twat. And I'm sorry, she's worthless.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, it's the other
from being
two.
A
it's the other
bunny.
Two. I'm talking.
You know what? I'm actually glad I'm not watching General Hospital right now. I'm so glad, especially after the news that we got yesterday.
You know what?
It's like it's a breath of fresh air not to be able to just not watch it, you know?
I want to know why in the fuck was it so fucking important to bring Zaydley back to this god awful role of Lucky Spencer, and you're going to throw Elizabeth Rubble under the bus when Zaydley, I'm sorry, in my opinion, when Zaydley came back to the role, he wasn't Lucky in me anymore. He was not. He looks young.
What's
he looks like Lulu Sevilla. What?
Yeah. Too much damage had been done, you know. You can't go back to the original.
So, to Lucky and Liz, it was too much damage
control. Red Bond did a nice
clip
tour too today on Twitter. He said his condolences for her, too.
Hey, guys.
Greg Bond, him and his family wrote a nice little
Greg,
too.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, and in this...
Well, Greg should
know. You know, I mean,
Greg should know he's been in the same position.
Yes, he is.
You know,
what
is so funny I will never understand is KM can act like a bitch in a diva ad. At the end of it, gets drunk, all of this, but her job is still safe. You know, God, Kelly Monica, I'm really hoping you enjoy the blowjobs you give me fun. I'm sorry, but, you know, if this was any other soap opera, we know Becky would not be the one leaving. It would be Monica.
No, sometimes I feel that I wish Sam never would have come on the show. I wish they never would have hired.
Oh, I always felt like
Nicole
that.
Always felt that. I wanted her on PH. I wanted her to, as the world turns, they were going to get her. And then Brian Braun made this quick deal with her. And I was like, why couldn't you just let her go to As the World Turns? She could have, you know, gone and ruined that show.
Yeah, exactly. That show was only one. Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, that is all me because I watched that show.
I love that As the World Turns.
Yeah,
I love that As the World Turns.
Yeah, it's how someone asked Michael if we can have one last Stucky event to say goodbye. And I'm waiting for that response. You
that's
know
what?
I
was wondering if they would do one. But there's. But,
you know what
but
I keep
thinking
about?
That I follow on Twitter.
You guys, you know what I keep thinking about, like, the past today and yesterday? Because something got this mail right with this whole thing. And I thought about David Hayward on AMC. About how, yeah, he was leaving all his co-star knew he was leaving, and they brought him back because of the fan airwaves. And I'm thinking, okay.
No, you know what, Carly?
That's the difference.
Because he was having personal problems.
Yeah, his
divorce. He and his wife or something, they were having personal problems.
Who
he didn't really
about?
Mean to leave permanently, you know.
Who,
that
who
was just a about? Temporary
this
thing.
I'm sorry, who are we talking about?
David Hayward on AMC when he left. Because you know what? You know, another thing about Dave 5 years ago with the Salem Murders, you know, everyone was killed off. A lot of beloved characters were killed off, and then they got in the room April 1st and said, oh, you got your jobs back. I'm thinking, you know, because, you know.
I doubt it. That would be too cruel for Jen. Think of something like that.
Well, no, what
that's
I was going to say is you guys have to think about this, okay? What they did over a days was, granted, was something that when they decided to kill these characters off, yeah, the fans were, like, all upset.
Yeah.
Same thing on All My Children. They kept that under wraps. You guys have to think, this is General Hospital. General Hospital has not been the same since 1996, before 2000.
Really
I will agree with you there. Yeah.
So for this to happen and them to try to make this a plot or have viewers tune in like, oh, my gosh, like, could it be like Elizabeth Bett? No, I think this is set in stone. I don't think if they actually do this, it's going to be another slap in the face.
Yeah.
Because you have
that's
all this outpouring.
That's why I'm saying Elizabeth fans should not be watching this. They should not.
Yeah.
I'm
not watch it.
they should stop watching.
Wait, so are we going to not even try and save her from...
You can fight,
but look how it did. I'm going to give you a perfect example. When they decided to kill Xander off, okay, everybody... Like, the first time that Chad was gone was the fire, the Port Charles fire, if anybody remembers
yep.
that. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, they was like, oh, Xander died, oh, and then all of a sudden, months later, like maybe a month or a couple of weeks later, he came back to finish out the storyline, and then he died. When word got out that Chad was coming back to General Hospital, I'm pretty sure
Xander, this and that.
He plays a different character. Now, do I think they will do this with Becky and say Elizabeth had a twin?
No. That's the thing that they can do.
They've
been Becky for too long. They're not going to bring her back.
Franz does not like her. And Franz is the head, and he's the boss, and if they do it, it's done.
I mean, the only thing they can do, this, and again, this would be the slap to everybody, is I'm thinking about the Alan Quatermain story. He comes back as a ghost. Really?
Oh.
Natalia Livingston
I hope they don't do that.
They're going to get rid of these characters. They'll just completely get rid of them. Don't bring it back as ghosts or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you've made your point. You don't want them on anymore.
Let her go on.
You didn't want them, so that's it.
No,
and what did somebody say on Twitter? Carly, didn't you say they were on? Somebody was on Twitter saying, "Well, this is surely the death of Liaison or something like that, right?"
It's
not about Liz and Jason. It's about Becky and
Elizabeth. It's about Becky, the actress.
Absolutely. It's not about Liz and Jason. That's a bunch of bullcrap.
Oh, wait, you guys, we have another call. We have another call.
Oh,
817, you're on the air with us.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air with us, 817.
Thank you. I didn't think I was going to get through.
Hi.
Who's that?
Hi.
817, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, I was reading online that Brian Forrest, he wanted Becky gone, like, today. He did not want her on that show anymore because the fans wasn't receptive to Jason and Sam having a baby.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that, they had to get rid of Becky.
Oh, I know. Isn't that...
And they think they're
going
to accept it now.
They want 10 fan base.
Huh? They think they're going to accept it now?
Yeah,
they're creating such a thing with all these fan bases. Like I said, with the Jason Sam, Jason Liz, Lucky Liz, Liz and Nicholas, all these fan bases, and everybody's pointing fingers. But when truth be told, it's whoever comes up with the concept for these couples. That's Brian Dooza.
Hey,
Brian,
hold on.
Allie, Michael just answered your question. He said that's up to Steve.
Yes.
What happened?
Michael just answered her question whether or not they would do a fan thing.
Fans want to know if Becky and Steve will have one last event together. And he just answered it and said that that's up to Steve.
Oh, really?
And Amy tweeted that he thinks Becky should do a webinar. Does Becky have a Facebook? I live like four hours away. I'll drive there.
Becky doesn't have a Facebook or Twitter because she says she's computer illiterate. But I do know, I can say that
she was
on
Twitter tonight.
Yeah, she was using it for under Michael's thing.
Oh, yeah, she was on
Michael's
account. I got to tell you this, because Jamie's doing all these tweets on here, and he says he's coming up with this idea that Becky and Steve should do a web soap.
Oh, yeah,
and
he says that Becky could
play a young mother whose husband was killed in Iraq, and Steve could play a soldier who served with him.
Oh,
that would be awesome.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, don't you have to pay for the web show? Don't you have to pay?
Oh, I don't know.
Sure,
I don't know about that. I'm just reading what Jamie is tweeting.
Everybody would chip in $5 to see this.
I know. We can all put our pieces together. Yeah.
Oh.
it could work for his, because he still sells that Monave. I mean, if they could do it for the Monave thing, maybe Steve would be into it.
And
Michael is happy that I got my husband in flashback. His character could have died saving Steve.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the Twitter right now, too. Yeah, I'm seeing it right now. That would be
okay. One at a time, you guys.
Steve's character shows up on Becky's character's doorstep carrying a flag and a letter from her husband. Oh, he's writing the whole thing. This is fantastic.
Oh, my God. Can't be in it. I can play the girl who runs the coffee shop. We can just name it, and I know everybody's going to kill me for this, but we can call it Lucky Sam.
Oh my God.
It'll be great. And then there's a character, my ex-husband named Ryan, that I slap all the time every time he makes a dumb comment. Mature relationship. Mm-hmm. Then she talked about how Rick, she said about Rick and Liz
was it was something different. It was something mysterious. It was as close to a Sunny Liz pairing that she would ever get. She said that. Mm. But it's like when Johnson left as Lucky, it was like the question was, could Becky survive on her own? The girl answered it. And she even though she hasn't won an Emmy, she has done so many. She's done in different pairings. Mm-hmm. Even if she didn't have a partner in crime, she still could carry a storyline. Even if it was the cheesiest one, she had chemistry with a mop.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
And with each lucky that has come on, she brought something different to it. When ABC decided to bring Johnson Jackson back, I'm going to say this as a true Lucky Liz fan. I did not want that to happen because I knew what they were trying to do. They were trying to recreate the magic from 10 years previous, 10 years ago.
You can't do
that.
You can't do that.
With Johnson Jackson, everybody will always remember Johnson Jackson as the little boy who grew up.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
With Becky, she grew up and matured in her acting.
Yeah.
That's a huge difference.
She certainly did.
You can look good together and be like, oh, we can all be like, oh, this is how it was supposed to be. But when you saw it on the screen, it was like, okay, this is her little brother, right? It's like, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Johnson Jackson.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I love him to death. But it was just, it wasn't there.
They aren't kids anymore.
Yeah, do I blame Johnson? No. Do I blame Becky? Hell no.
No.
Do I
That's
blame
the
writer?
Way it is.
I blame the
I
writing.
I only blame two people.
Right, exactly.
I don't believe, there's certain people, like I said, everybody jumped on Michelle Van Gene, and I felt that was totally wrong. There's other writers on that show.
I thought she was a Liz fan, though.
She is a Liz fan. What happened was last night, a lot of fans on Twitter and on her Facebook, like, really just single-handedly point fingers.
Well,
on
I think they just needed an outlet, and she happened to be the one that they took it out.
Right.
I think that's what that was.
They said, like, it's your fault for the destruction of Elizabeth and everything. And Michelle was like, she was shocked. She didn't even know that this happened. She was just like, you're right, and everybody was
shocked. Oh, Michelle didn't
know?
Michelle didn't know?
No, she didn't know. She didn't know.
Goodness.
So she was like,
so who is making the writers write this ending for Elizabeth then? Is it that Fran?
Is he forcing
it, or is it Guza? Is it Guza? Do we need to be blaming Guza too?
Yeah,
well,
really,
I know. Everybody, when I say everybody came to the defense of Michelle, like everybody, even fans, like of the various fan bases that we are talking about tonight, they all defended her, saying it's not her fault. She did not single-handedly destroy Elizabeth. She didn't do it. They said that there's other writers on the show who write for Elizabeth, who write for these characters that needs to be pointed and called out on. Don't just because you associate Elizabeth Weber to Michelle Van Gene, don't say it's all her fault. It's also the executive producer's fault because they get the final say. It's also the head writer who gives blame, and it's the president, who shouldn't even have a say in any of this. He's supposed to run the network during the daytime and throw that. You do
I feel sick now.
You can't blame her. She's not the one making the decisions about what's going to go on.
Well, okay.
Of course.
What happened?
Wait a minute. We got breaking news.
Oh, my God. Okay, you guys.
What?
Hold on. I'm on Twitter.
I'm
going to
go.
Ashley Rocks is a Killer Mongo fan. Goes, how can I Becky leave when I never got my Sam and Liz out make out session?
What was that?
What?
What?
That's what this is about. To Kelly. No. How can Becky leave when I never got my Sam and Liz makeout session?
Oh, because Becky and Kelly had said one time in an interview that they would find it funny because everybody kept saying Sonny and Jason were the next super couple. They said that Sam and Elizabeth should be the female super couple.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They had everything. They had, everybody knows that there's going to be a special episode of General Hospital. It's going to air sometime this year, if
Steve stays on. Where Jason finally admits that he's in love with Sunny after all these years, and it's going to be a big wedding. And that's coming.
Oh my god!
Come on, let's be honest. The real couple of that show is Sunny and Jason.
I know.
And speaking about Sunny, how come Mo hasn't said anything about Becky leaving, or
Laura?
Laura White said very nice things. She even got attacked last night, for this about we family talk to too.
Yeah, she didn't know. She didn't know. She was at a wine tasting thing, and people, and she said she had a few minutes, everybody can answer her. And she was like, wait a minute, what's this about Becky? And then she went back on some of the Twitters, and she found out. When I tell you everybody found out last night, Laura Wright, Nancy Lee Gaunt, Carol Hinton, everybody.
Yeah.
So everybody is recovering from the shock.
I liked what Carolyn Hennessy said. I don't remember it. I love Carolyn Hennessy.
She loves Becky.
She really regrets not working with her.
See, that's why I didn't believe Nancy was the one of the three, because she wrote a really nice thing about Becky on Twitter too. And I thought she said I'm a loving friend and fan, and her and Becky were close too.
You never know when these things are hyped. Like I said, you know, people can say one thing and it turns out to be completely different. Like now,
people have said,
like, you know, who they thought, and, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to go back to these three actresses, because they all have Twitters and Facebook, and they're going to probably state their case, like, well, this is what really happened. And then it's going to be in the magazines, in the publications, and the only person who really will know the truth, the real truth and nothing but the truth, are those people. Now, will they come out and say, yeah, I said it, I laughed at it, I was laughing about it because I thought it was funny?
They're not going to try to lose their job.
Like, oh, crap, I said this. Oh, God, I might be fired today. I might be fired tomorrow. No, if you got caught saying it, then you got caught. If somebody overheard you, you know they can easily, like, well, they should have been nosy. They shouldn't have been listening to our conversation. Like, we really wasn't talking about her. How did they know? Like, really? Did they hear us say their name?
Mm.
I mean, I don't know. I'm,
you know what? General Hospital is never going to be the same again. It's never going to
be the same.
I know, it's just
saying.
Everyone's tuning in and out of the show. I mean, I had it on my DVR for a while, but I took it off, like, last week or for a couple weeks. You know, I mean, I'm never, ever going to go back to watching the show ever again. Even if they were to turn it around suddenly, I'm never going to do it. I don't think I'm going to go back there, because this is all agenda-driven. Why? I've never seen a show do this. I've never seen
it. Have.
Have you? With what? With which show?
With General Hospital.
That was General Hospital? Well, I've never, yeah, I mean, what happened to the General Hospital we all grew up with? Where is it?
Some of the writers quit. Some of them quit. The actors are gone. You know what? Some of the actors lost their sack. The scab writers. Because they had some decent writing. You know what? Hold up.
When I tell you who I really want them to bring back, you guys probably going, some people are probably going to say, really, Candace, why? I would like Wendy Rich to come back to the show.
Let me explain why I want Wendy to come back.
Okay. At least with Wendy, some of the actors did have some respect for her.
Yeah.
As opposed to Jill. Now, the last soap that Jill has managed has been canceled.
Oh, we lost it. We lost someone.
What did we lose?
Yeah.
Not me.
Okay, Alice here, Bridget's here, Susie's here, Candace. Yeah, we lost the other one.
I'm not here.
I'm so out of shock. I'm at a loss for words in chat right now. I can't think of anything except fuck. you know?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't help.
See, when I got on the sex report there.
Come on. Didn't somebody say that saying a cuss word is actually therapy? If you cuss,
yes,
it is.
It relieves stress or whatever. I even had to go to get McDonald's last night. I had to go get a quarter pounder because I was so pissed off with the news of Becky getting fired. Stressed me out. I had to go get McDonald's because of it. See, it's in the hospital what you're making me do. You're making me one. You're
I
making me.
I ate half of a fucking apple pie.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Okay, I can talk.
Okay. Let's
not
wait
to
the hospital on your weaknesses,
no,
girl.
I know. Yeah,
come on.
No, never mind. No, teeth anyway. But I mean, no, literally, it made me stress. I was cussing last night. I was getting angry.
Oh, yeah, she was.
I had to go get a hamburger at McDonald's because I was so upset.
You know,
Here are the ratings. Here's somebody posted. Oh, these are from January 3rd to the 7th. So let me put them in here.
I made a whole thing of Rice Krispie treats, you guys. So if anyone wants to come over and have some, yeah.
We all need to go get drunk. No, I'm kidding.
Hold up. In honor of Elizabeth Weber and Rebecca, I think that everybody should go to a bar this Friday and reenact a tequila shot.
I know. Well,
yeah, that sounds like a good idea, huh? Yeah.
See, wild times on the show, Brush Eva. I still want to know about the web soap. I'm kind of interested in it.
I would pay money to see that.
That's what Michael said they were thinking about doing, or what?
I think Jamie's just being, is he just bringing it up like as a theory that they should do that, or what?
Oh, okay. I will go handsies on
that. I think he was just saying that because
that
would be an awesome thing to do if you know, if it was brought to them. I don't know.
It would be better than watching General Hospital.
I know. It would be so much better than watching General Hospital. I don't know I don't know where they went to management school, but to do this is like it's mass suicide on their part. It's so suicidal. Their show is going to be in the crapper more than it already is. It's going to be.
I have gone on several fan sites, and I tell you, the fans, they are bowing out.
Yep.
No one hardly posting anymore. People have just lost. And
oh, you guys, hold on. We have another call. We have two calls. Hi, 540, you on the air?
Hey, it's Audrey. My stupid phone cut me off.
Christy. Christy is on too. Christy, you on the air with us?
Hello.
Hi, Christy. I've been sad all day today, Christy. I've been crying.
I know.
In mourning all day.
And you know what?
I was grading papers. I could not even concentrate. I was thinking about this all day today. This is sad. It's a sad day in soap. In soap land,
I hope you didn't fail anybody.
No.
I said, do you have any Brians or, you know, Roberts in your class? Because if you gave them a failing grade, then
that would be... Actually, I'm not educated. I don't know. I think maybe. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah,
I can't even think right now.
Well,
girl,
have to think, you know.
At least, yeah, at least you can just.
There is a positive.
There is a positive. I'm going to follow Becky wherever she goes. I'm going to follow her to the prime time to go on another soap opera.
I will follow Becky to the grave.
I will follow her to the grave, yeah. I'll follow her to the grave, yeah.
Now, on YNR, you know, Eden Spiegel's character, you know, she's pregnant in real life. And it was a terrible of me, but as I was watching her today, I said, now, I mean, Eden, she's a very good actress, but I don't think
she'll
she has that. any chemistry with that guy. I said, now, put Becky.
Yes,
in that,
Becky
role,
in that role. I was thinking about that.
Oh,
I was wondering. I was wondering if they recasted Heather with Becky.
Yeah, Heather.
We were,
right.
Wanna,
that's Heather.
I was tweeting back and forth with this girl. I was saying, who could she play on YNR? Because you know, YNR is a big cast.
Look at somebody on here. ABC message board goes. There's a thread that says Becky was too popular. She go. They write, Herbst was just too popular, and somebody actress just couldn't compete on her own merit with her, in my opinion. She just couldn't overcome the fact that Jason was better and is better with the character Liz Elizabeth. She just couldn't handle it. Even when they tried to demonize Liz, Becky still stood tall. The destruction they had planned when they decided to put Liz with Nicholas just made the character more popular. Who knew that Becky would rock the house with her love scenes with Nick? Nobody had the thought. It was supposed to have been her death nail, but instead it was an explosion of excitement. It was supposed to have been just Sam, Big Day, and Niz stole the show. Becky was so full of charisma, so sexy, and so vibrant. Too much so. They couldn't stop the talk about her, the interest in her. So the best thing to do is just get rid of her, the competition. Goodbye, Elizabeth. So long.
Oh, by the way, 443, you're on air with us. 443. Okay.
Oh, God, I thought
my phone. Oh, God, some people are so cruel on these boards.
By
man.
The way, somebody said that Becky was tweeting on Michael's Twitter today.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I just saw it. Somebody said it on my Facebook, so I was like, oh.
Huh.
Okay.
Well, Jamie just tweeted Don McLean singing American Pie, and he dedicated to all the Becky fans.
Yeah, I was just listening. Really?
Oh, that's
like,
nice.
Oh,
really?
I love that song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
but
you know,
there's
this video on RTN that has Becky when she was a little girl.
Really?
It's that had me almost crying. I said,
I can't believe we're talking about Becky being fired. It's like boggles my mind.
I know.
I'm like in a dream or something. I feel like we're in a nightmare or something, you know?
I just always had the feeling Steve would be the one leaving. No, not fired.
I know.
But apparently not. So.
I couldn't see.
Does somebody got music in the background?
Somebody in the background.
Sounds like it.
I read about his widow crying.
Oh,
no,
they're playing the American Pie. They're playing
okay.
I was like, what the heck?
Oh,
I know.
I thought I was losing my mind for a minute before I was too drunk.
Oh, man.
You know, I mean... You know, God, you know when Alan died and Emily, oh, hold on, okay. 443, you're on the air with us.
It's Candace, my freaking phone cut off. Oh, I know, my phone, I was doing that too.
Candace.
I was like, what the heck?
What were you going to say, Teo?
No, I'm just on the ABC message board. I'm just reading some comments and stuff about people.
You're quarantined for
Penelope. Most people have been nice, actually, on the ABC message board. So, you know, they just can't believe that.
They're being nice.
Well, I mean.
Well, actually, some of the stuff, yeah, actually, they weren't cruel as I thought they were going to be. Some people just are kind of like laughing, but, you know, they're most of the stuff that I'm reading.
And the bits about this is on there, too?
What? The LXASF fan actually brought over Steve Burton's Twitter, which I'm surprised. I thought this ASF person would be so all over making fun and throwing eggs at people's faces or something or whatever.
Oh, real quick, the Young and the Restless message board, they said they want Becky.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people want her on YNR.
Oh, really?
This is what they're saying. With the news of General Hospital letting go one of their lead actresses, Rebecca Herbst, we at Young Restless, speaking as the fans only, would like to see Miss Becky on our screens every day. Can you pair her with Jocelyn Morrow? Can you pair her up? Can you see her?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Could you see her being a chancellor?
I know who she could play. The Bell and Mac. If they were ever to bring the...
With Joshua Morrow on the show. Oh my God, that would be awesome.
Oh my God, that would be hot.
That would be so hot.
Hey, Scott,
that
Reese
would be. Oh my gosh. Okay, YNR. Okay, come on, get ready for contact for her, please.
Get with it.
Please,
hey,
oh
I
God,
mean,
that was awesome.
He said any show would be very happy.
Even on Days of Our Lives,
they
could pair with Brady or EJ. I guess I could see EJ. I don't know, because EJ's I think he's going to turn kind of soft.
Oh, God, no. I did not want my girl Rebecca Hirsch with EJ. That's freaking wrong.
But supposedly EJ is going to be soft. We're going to see a softer side because Natalia Livingston's going to play the sister, and she's going to bring a softer side to EJ, but we'll see.
I don't want her to go to Y and R.
I know, me too. I think Y and R because they use everybody. They use everybody on that show. They know what they don't use everyone.
You guys, they don't use the Winter family at all. How they?
Well.
Yeah, I know. I could be a Winter family, but
Yeah. Can I tell you guys something? I just saw this on Facebook. I don't know if any of you talked to somebody called Cheryl Simpson, but she posted this on ABC.com. And she said, "Hey, guys, as you know, last October, I was told by my twin sister."
We read that.
Okay.
Yeah, we went, yeah.
So basically, Becky was fired because of, you know, fraud.
Oh, my God. You know what?
We have another call, deeper and deeper. 719, you're on the air with us.
Me?
Hello?
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 Hi. Me?
Hi.
Sorry. I've never done this before. I just wanted to say that I stopped watching Days of Our Lives when Brian left, but if Becky goes on there, I will watch it again.
Yes.
Okay, well, wait.
Yeah,
Did I talk to you today? Wait. Did I talk to you today on Trudeau?
Probably.
Okay. Because I remember someone saying that, oh my God, okay, 912.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, I have never had so many calls. You know, people really love Rebecca Hirsch. I mean, this is great.
Oh, yeah. She's a sweet woman.
Yeah. 912, you on the air with us, too.
Hi, this is Cassandra.
Oh, hey, Cassandra.
Oh, hi, Cassandra.
Hi. Hi, guys.
I have never had so many calls. Fade now, Carly.
You're breaking up, Carly.
Fade now. You're fading now, Carly.
I'm not even talking.
There you go.
Somebody has the show on in the background.
Turn the volume down.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Hey, Cassandra, how are you?
I am good.
Obviously, we're not doing well, but I mean.
I'm thinking of the positive. I'm thinking of Yeah,
just think of the positive, yeah.
I'm thinking of the web soap. I'm thinking of Young.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
thinking of
the
Winter.
Okay, Dad, what did Kimberly say about Becky?
Kimberly McCullough just posted on Facebook, or on Twitter, I mean, it says, and I'm quoting this, "I'm sad about Becky too, such a great actress and what a lovely person." She just posted that 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, and Scott Reeves said
this. It's probably for more.
Can I read what Scott wrote? He just wrote this a little while
ago.
Go
for
it. Just wanted to let you all know I am heartbroken over the dismissal of my amazing TV sister. Feels like she's my real life sister. She is a strong, beautiful, and extremely talented woman with an incredible husband by her side. I can't wait to see what huge plans God has for them. You, the fans, are so awesome and supportive,
That's right.
We love you and more than you know. God bless. That was from Scott Reeves.
Scott Reeves wrote yesterday, too. He said that he's really upset. Again, I've been saying this throughout the show. Everybody on the GHK has found out via Twitter about Becky Sloan.
And the thing
that strikes me is that you now see, like everybody says, General Hospital, some people have the egos and stuff like that. This is the time where I'm going to give General Hospital cast, the ones that I like, some credit.
The ones that you like.
The ones that I like, yeah. But you can see that they really rally around Becky. And from a fan's point of view, that's something you rarely see a lot of nowadays in daytime.
Right.
Even in prime time. To know that everybody knows how much this has now affected not only the fans, but this will change the course of that cast from top to bottom, because now you have a character who has history. Not with the couples that we have discussed on the show tonight, but who was a member of a core family. He was brought on to be a prop for a monster storyline, for a hospital storyline. She was Audrey and Steve's grandchild. And I don't know if that means much to General Hospital, to the writers, but that means a hell of a lot to the fans.
Because that was
the generation who carried on the legacy. And I don't give, I don't care who the fuck. And General Hospital at ABC, who actually made this, like, we already point fingers at who we know did it, but the fact of the matter is, this is a woman who got married, who met her husband on the show, who was also fired, we're going to say it, who had three kids. This is not just a actress with a pretty face. She can back up her talent.
And she's a mother.
So for them to do this in the way that the financial world is right now, it's hard enough to get a job. I really want them to really think about what they did. They fired somebody who has a family.
I know
they're sitting on their high tails and their thrones and whatnot, and said, we can do whatever. But she's on the other foot by the end of this week. I'm going to laugh my butt off. Look at what happened over at CBS. Don't think you're going to be safe too long, Brian Franz, because when it happens, when they say, Brian Franz, you've been fired, I bet everybody in the soap community, not just ABC fans, will high-five each other and be like, long live, the king is dead. The Wicked Witch. Yeah, I'm thinking the Wicked Witch for some reason. And Brian and Goose, your job's not safe.
He's an idiot.
You made the deal with the devil, all right? You made the deal with the devil. So, like I said, it's a positive. Everybody has to.
Yeah,
we're now looking at the positive.
He's off the hospital.
People keep tweeting Michael, and he said, and somebody asked him, would she go to another soap or would she go to primetime? And he said she would go to any show that wants her.
I never thought about this the other day, because I thought this was Michael just asking the fans, what show did you want to see Becky on? And this was like a couple of days ago.
That was on Monday. He tweeted that on Monday, and I was about to say that. I said, I'm finding that a little weird that he said that because I'm thinking maybe Michael was
going to do.
That's when she found out, I guess.
I guess he did find out that
you know
was worked probably last week.
Do you know what, though, too? Remember Steve? He went and said that to not ask him about a baby storyline, but that the storyline coming up was going to be very controversial.
Yeah.
What if he don't find it?
That's why people think he knew about
it.
I think Becky's leaving caught everybody off kilter.
Yeah.
I don't know whether Steve...
Yeah.
I don't think he would have done that to Becky, you know, held that close to the vest like that if he knew. I think everyone found out, and it was such a shock.
I know.
Everybody found out. And really, you know what? I think it was kind of shady of ABC to confirm it at such a late time. It was like
the rumor started. I mean, I only found out the rumor, and then it was like within that hour, it was confirmed.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened so quickly, you know. It was
when they said
ABC had finally confirmed that it's true.
Wow.
And it was like, maybe I was just
leaving work. Well, I feel really odd about that, though. And, you know, it was an ABC representative. You know, I'm like thinking, you just did this, but you don't want to name the person that did this, even though we all know who it is. You know,
well,
come
Michael,
on, if you're so proud of you.
Somebody wrote in the chat room that Michael just commented, this must be on Twitter, I didn't read it, but that Michael commented that Becky and Kelly have been friends since day one or two.
I don't know what that's called.
Okay.
They've been friends since Kelly was on Poor Charles.
Mm.
Well, what it is too, is that somebody Twittered Michael and asked him what he thought of the Becky fans harassing and having death threats on Kelly Monica's Twitter, and he said, well, that's not right. Becky and Kelly have been friends since day one or two. And, you know, if they were friends, she shouldn't have been laughing.
I'm sorry, I keep going back to that.
Yeah.
Bugs and shit.
Stuff
like that. Brian Collins has created
something. I feel there was a certain amount of jealousy. You know,
I think there was.
Kelly was definitely jealous of Becky.
There was a certain amount of jealousy there, you know.
I think she knew she couldn't compete.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's like with any other actress. Like, I look at it as this. Kelly was very popular. Like, I'm going to say this. Kelly is a popular character and a popular actress. Some may not like her. That's a given. But a lot of people. And a lot of people, like, with Becky, her character, like I said, has so much more history than Sam. And I think a lot of people gravitated to that. Now, when I said earlier in the show, I said that Brian Franz and General Hospital, they know what they're doing. They're pinning people against people that's not even supposed to be happening. You have all these fan bases that now everybody believes that it was the Jason and Sam fans causing for Becky to be fired. That it was the Lucky and what's her name again? You know who I'm talking about. That it was their fault. It was their fault. Yeah, it was their fault. So now you have these two major couples in the center of the storm. Who is responsible for Becky being fired? Is it the Jason and Sam fans or is it this other couple? That's what Ryan Franz loves. He loves to create the controversy because that's what happens. That's what's going on with All My Children, with the Greenlee and Ryan and the Madison and Ryan fans. They're like, oh my gosh, Stephanie Gachet can't touch Rebecca Button. Oh my gosh, Rebecca Button is so old. Like, that storyline needs to go. Brian Fawn loves to create this, and this is what I'm finding really, really interesting. He's a guy that he likes to start things. Like Michael said, Becky and Kelly has been friends for years. So, yeah, there is going to be some jealousy created because if your boss comes and says, well, I'm pushing for you to get this Emmy nomination. I'm pushing for you
you're gonna start some cat fights, and it's just it's how you take it. Do you take the high road or do you take the low road? So you know, and with Becky's fans, and I'm you know, Becky's fans, you've been through the ups, you've been through the downs, you've been into the part where you're like, really, is this really going on? But at the end of the day, we all can say, well, that was like, it was good, you know, like, yeah, all right, cool, bye. You know, instead of like, oh, my God, my best day was there. Oh, my God, because you're supposed to go on the message boards, and people read it, and then you start a fight with the other person. And then it creates a big rivalry. And then it's like, all the actress's fault, and then it goes to the writer's fault. But you never notice it goes to Brian Frantz, because Brian Frantz is like, well, I support both couples. I support both couples. But yeah.
Oh, so
wait a minute. I want to point out something.
What kind of atmosphere does he really think he is creating around there? Does he really stop and think about that?
A drama zone.
A drama
zone. Because he's running daytime. He runs daytime, so he thinks he has a hand. And I really wish...
I think it's Roz and Guza. I think it's the two of them put together. I think the two of them love to create controversy, and I think that that this they're feeding off this. They fed off this fan base war. They were feeding off it as much as the people who were fighting in the fan base war. I mean, that because they thought, well, that'll create, you know, the worst thing a show can have is apathy. If people are passionate about it and they're talking about it, then it means people are interested. And you know, they can. I don't know what they're thinking about with the ratings falling. I mean, I really think they're scratching their head, going, I don't know why the ratings are falling. We think we're writing masterpiece here. But anyways, you know, they feed off this because these message boards create this kind of atmosphere because of these fan base wars, and they love that. They love that. That's why. That's why getting rid of Becky is the stupidest thing that they can do, because you're allowing the one fan base to win.
Yes,
you
know.
You want to keep both of those
fan bases
there.
At the same time. Like I said, you're making all the fan bases, whether it's just the Becky fans or the Liz and Lucky, Liz and you know Jason and stuff, all of them to kind of feel like it's their fault. Like, it's like, oh, shoot, should we have not done this? Okay, we know next time not to do it. And I hate when they do that, when they, because I believe that everybody has the right to say whatever they want to say, but it does get to that point where it's like, okay, really? Like, don't even cross that line. Like, with the Liz and Lucky fans, there's some harsh ones out there who will go ahead and attack the Liz and Jason ones. The Liz and Jason fans
they
will
still
go ahead
do.
And
they
attack.
Have, yeah, they've been.
But it's so. But it gets to a point like if it goes to that level, where it's like, well, we're gonna blow your house up. Like I said earlier, when I called Brian Frantz, I took back what I said. I was being nice, but then it gets to a point like you're harassing Kelly Monaco. Okay, the girl has a job. She plays a character on TV.
Right.
Yeah, I can see if it was Kelly going after Becky and like telling everybody, like, oh, yeah, don't watch Becky because she can't act, da-da-da. You never saw that. So that's why I find it really funny, and it happens in all these shows that Brian Frantz is not supposed to be known in, that he creates this drama. And then it points to the fan base, like, well, it was the fan base's fault. It was the message board's fault. You know, it was like... You know, we listen to the fans, and the fans wrote this. I've never, never, only on ABC Daytime have I seen it. Because
that
on CBS, they don't
you
do
don't
it.
You don't see that crap.
On NBC,
don't that crap.
They don't
I mean,
do it.
Yeah. He's just, but he shot himself in the foot. I mean,
yes, he did.
Decision he could have made. Because now people are just going to be like, okay, I'm done with GH. I'm done.
Know,
I'm done with all this
happened.
Crap. I'm done with the fan base wars. I'm done with all of it.
Yes, exactly.
And all he's
going to
have left is
his
Jason and Sam fans. And believe you me, they cannot carry a show.
I'm going to laugh when that happens.
Wait, I'm going to bring this up because I just thought about this. I had to sit down and think. With the thing about Becky, okay, that's a negative on their part. But name one star that if they brought that person back, I bet people will go and watch it again. There's only one person that can actually fix it. Jeannie Francis, if they brought Laura back, I bet
and it didn't do anything.
Fell off because I saw
be honest. I stopped watching when they destroyed Luke and Laura. I stopped watching because that was like, I didn't understand how, that was the first time I realized a soap proper can actually do that to a couple that was the staple of their show. And I was like, well, they couldn't do that no more. And then with Liz and Lucky, like all the stuff that they went through, with Xander and Emily, I'm like, can they really do this? But when Jeannie leaving, think about how many people really fell off when Jeannie left. And when she came back, certain people, the ratings sort of kind of went up. Then when she left, they went back down. If they brought her back on, they probably would think, okay, we lost Becky, but I bet if we brought Jeannie Francis back on, it would be like, ta-da, and then guess what?
You
start another viral.
And I think there have been rumors, too, that Jeannie is supposed to be coming back.
Oh, crap. I mean, it's not meaning I don't want her to go to this show.
Well,
because
I've never been
to go back to. Why would anybody want to go back to this show?
But
I never
want to do that with Elizabeth. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
you
in
are
order to do that with Elizabeth, they can't be writing her off in the way that they're making it sound like.
I know. I know. God,
it's
going to be really,
it's
gonna be really bad, isn't it? I'm not going to watch this exit.
You know
what? Hey,
you guys, I wasn't going to say this on air, but, I mean, Terry knows. I'm torn into two about whether or not to keep watching or not, only because, you guys, I am a big Bradford and Mara fan and still a Steve Burton fan. And so for me, it's just like, you know, okay, I will just recall on Subnet, and I will watch them while I have the time, because no one is going to want to talk to the Ace. So basically, that, I mean, in a way, for me, I'm like, okay, that's the way to do it, because, I just want to see, you know, even though it's going to be bad how they write Liz off. I just want to see how bad it's bad.
How bad it's going to get. I think everybody should do what they feel comfortable in doing. If you want to continue to watch the show, you should do it. Now, me, that day in the courthouse, the day broke up, that was it for me.
That
I
was
hadn't
it for
watched
you, yeah.
DH in 2 years. I will watch certain scenes on YouTube, like with, you know, Steve or whatnot, but that's about it. Or with Becky. But then they had done her character so bad, I hate to watch those scenes. It's hard. Because you don't even recognize, recognize, Jason. And Steve Burton, he is the reason why I started looking at it back in 2006. I love Steve Burton. But do I watch him? Hell to the nah. No, I do not watch
I agree with you, Shirley. You have to. Everybody has to make up their own mind of whether or not they're comfortable.
Exactly.
But
as a Liz fan
first, I'm done. I'm done.
I can't watch them destroy my girl any more than they have.
I'm going to watch it on YouTube because I'm not going to try to help ABC with the ratings. See, this is something else, too. ABC is already knowing that with this news, everybody's going to watch February through April. We might as well say through April because you never know, to find out when they announce the date, the air date for Becky's last show. And it's probably gonna, and people are gonna probably tune in to see if they're gonna kill her off, if they're gonna have her kidnapped.
Yeah, I think I do.
I will watch it on YouTube. Or that last scene, whatever.
I don't think I can do it.
I don't think I can even do the last scene. I don't wanna watch the last scene because I know, like, it took me with Chad leaving and Xander, it took me a week to finally watch the whole episode. Like, I had to sit myself down and watch it. And I'm like it's weird because this is something that just popped in my head of everything. And you decide to knock off Elizabeth. Do you guys think they would give her a funeral?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Who knows?
I just don't. I think the reason that I wouldn't be able to watch it is because if I was watching it live, or if I ever watched it, all I would think about is the politics behind it.
That's what I feel too. That's what's
killing her off. It's the politics.
I so agree. I agree wholeheartedly. That's why I can't go back to it anymore. I can't either. I'm gonna think.
I can't either.
I love Steve Burton on the show. I love that.
I love Steve. I can't
because of what they did to Becky for the Jason and Sam. I can't do it. I can't watch it. And even if they were to break
up,
you know
what pisses me off though. You know what? I'm on ABC Soaps and Dead website.
Yeah.
And you know, it pisses me off that Siobhan has signed a contract.
Yeah, she signed a contract and they let
Becky.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
I found it really ironic that Becky's out yesterday and Aaron has the contract
and now that
Goose has said, or Brian Franz has said, well, while Becky's firing was because they're pushing a new couple together. We all know who the freaking new couple is.
So it's Lucky and Siobhan then. It's more about them than it is Sam and Jason.
I think that's why JJ needs to say something. Everybody's waiting for Jonathan to say something because you already heard from Steve. You already heard from Kelly. You know, you heard from Tyler.
I mean, the only thing about Lucky and Siobhan, but everybody blames Jason and Sam. They crash and burn, but it was really because of Lucky and Siobhan. It's going to be I hope it falls flat,
and then it's going to be like, uh-oh. Now, I feel bad for Erin. I really do. My heart goes out to her tonight because she's now going to have to deal with the backlash of all this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, somebody wrote in the chat room that Irish bitch couldn't wait to go out on Facebook about her new contract.
Oh, really?
I would be excited, but not the way it's surrounding. Like,
it's bad timing because 24 hours, you tell
another legacy player too.
Right.
And not only that, but the funny thing is that she has no ties to anybody on the show. This goes to prove another point.
Lucky and Siobhan are not going to be that popular.
A lot of people don't like her. And I don't know who said it. It was like on one General Hospital board. They said if ABC thinks this is their way of trying to recreate a new Luke and Laura, they're madly wrong about this.
Please.
Because
You guys,
I have said it before, and I will say it again. There will never be another Luke and Laura.
Luke and Laura. Aaron came out to Mason and Liz. They were the closest thing to them to me.
But you know, they were the closest thing. But Jason and Liz had this thing that to me, Luke and Laura didn't. I mean, it was, you know, Jason was more like a really bad boy. And Jason, I mean, Liz was this, you know, girl.
Luke wasn't, you know, he wasn't the pillar of the community now. He wasn't,
what I mean when I say there will never be another Luke and Laura is what they're talking about is that they want to recreate the ratings and the publicity that Luke and Laura had. That's never going to happen again. You guys, who wants to say something in chat?
Sky LeMay wants to say something.
Allie wants to say something.
Allie,
so
people was getting on Erin Chambers and everything like just a few minutes ago, saying that she couldn't wait to announce her offer of a contract on General Hospital, especially right after Becky, you know, was fired.
Was let go.
She announced her contract offer before Becky got fired. She announced this January 11th, and Becky got mm-hmm. fired on the 18th.
Yeah.
So this is way before.
Wait a minute. Well, here's my thing, though, and I understand how this, but who's to say that Becky did not know until last week? She probably found out around that time, but we're just saying for the soaps to have, the soap industry to report that on January 18th, Becky was fired, and come Wednesday, the 19th, Erin has a contract. It's just bad timing on their part and at ABC's part.
Right.
Because it's like, all right,
but it has nothing to do with Erin. Erin announced it long before, though.
That's why I said I feel bad for her, because with all this news coming out, and like I said, she and Jonathan are in the center of the storm as well. Because, you know, they already said they're pushing for this couple to get together. There's only
one couple
on the
and
show,
Jason and Sam are
not
a new
couple. Michael and Abby, because there's no Michael and Abby in this. I'm sorry. But if anything is directed to Becky, it's Lucky.
Yeah, I'm thinking it has more to do with, like I said, I think this has more to do with Jonathan, because Franz and Guza wanted to recreate the original Liz and Lucky.
Right.
They wanted to recreate that magic, and it just wasn't going to happen. And Becky,
you know,
unfortunately, is the one who got blamed for it.
I think so, especially in the statement that I said earlier about, you know, they're pushing a couple, but also it said in the statement, too, that they didn't think that the Jason Sam Miracle Baby storyline was going to get such backlash from the fans.
Well, no,
I think it has to do with both of them. Just trying to clear myself up.
I think it has to do with both of them. But I don't think that it can just be blamed on Jason and Sam. I think that Lucky plays a part in this too. I think
everybody's waiting for Jonathan to Twitter. Or the Facebook will put out a statement, because it seems like he's the only one left in any of this who hasn't said anything. I mean, it's really remarkable how technology is now. Laura Wright found out, like I said earlier in the show, everybody found out. Like, it was like a wildfire. And, you know, people tonight are still talking about it. But the one person that everybody wants to hear from hasn't posted. Like, we don't know if he's in a state of shock. We don't know if, you know, he feels partly responsible. We don't know what's going on with Jonathan right now. We don't know what all really, based on what we know, we're putting everything together, and we're coming up with a logic explanation. But there's only two people who really can tell us what happened, and that's Becky.
Right.
If she chooses to say, sit down in an exclusive interview and tell it the world what happened, or if it's going to be Jonathan. But Jonathan will have to be really cautious, because his butt could be on the line for saying, like, okay, look, it was really my fault. I'm sorry, because there will be a backlash against him, too.
I just put a picture of Becky and Emerson.
Guy the Mayo. If they wanted to create the magic, why in the fuck did they keep sleeping with Nick?
Because they didn't know how to end that storyline.
They didn't know how to end
because when it started,
Greg was in the role. They had no respect for Greg, so they were playing up Liz and Nick. Liz and Nick were going to be the star-crossed lovers. When they got Jonathan back, because they weren't sure that Jonathan was going to say yes. I think they were kind of surprised that he did say yes. So when he came back, they didn't know how to get out of that storyline. And the damage had already been done.
Yep.
Up to that point. So I think that's what happened. And then because they didn't know how to get out of that storyline, and they didn't know how to try to recreate the magic, because
there wasn't any.
there wasn't any, and that it had all been ruined. So right. I think that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But if you notice, every interview that they were doing back then, it was Becky and Jonathan. It was Becky and Jonathan. So they were definitely
We have another
caller.
Hello? Hello? Three or four? They dropped off now.
But I put a picture in the chat. I put a picture in the chat. It's of Becky kissing Emerson. Did you see it? It's so cute.
I did. It was awesome.
He's such a sweetie. He's a sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at a picture of Jonathan and Becky.
I'm looking at a picture of Jonathan and Becky that they took back around November. It was a promo shot. And I'm looking at them, and they have a picture side by side. It was like the way they were, the way they were supposed to be, the way they're not.
Mm. And I feel bad for the Liz and Lucky. I mean, I'm like, who said that they felt bad for the Liz and Lucky fans? Because I feel really bad for them, too, you know?
I know. Like, I was saying, like, I was a Liz and Lucky fan from the beginning, and like I said,
I loved Liz and Lucky.
I'm thinking of all, like, I'm doing my own little flashback with Jonathan Jackson singing Elizabeth. And I'm thinking the first time, you know, like everybody met in the boxcar, you know, Lucky introduced Jason to Elizabeth and how Elizabeth looked like, oh, you kind of cute. And
you know,
it's just I'm really like I'm not in much of a shock anymore. I'm not in denial anymore. It's just now I'm glad she's off because it was going to happen sooner or later. I'd rather for it to happen now. Because now she can go out there for, plot season.
And
she can find another job.
Now we know the outcome. Now we don't have to sit here and speculate, and it's over, and it's, you know. I'm sad. I'm happy, and I'm sad.
I'm very sad
for what has happened to her because I don't think she deserved it, and it's wrong on all levels.
So many
but at the same time, I am like you. I am so happy that she is out of that hellhole, and those people can all go to hell, and they can go down on that sinking ship together. Who gives a shit?
That's right.
It's pretty bad. Like everybody has said, there's so many other people on that show who could have gotten fired. And for Becky, of all people who has stood by the show, like I said, through the ups and downs of that show, she can act with a mop. And for her to have been the one to been put into a crossfire, it's just really shocking.
Okay.
And like Kelly Monaco, but like Kelly Monaco said, daytime, you can't be safe anymore because you never know what's going to happen. You never know if you're going to have a job one day. You don't know if you're going to have it for the next day. But I think like everybody has said tonight, and we've all said it, yes, Elizabeth Weber is a fictional character. True. But Rebecca is a real person who is a mother, a wife, who is a friend, who has a house.
Exactly.
You know, and it's like, you got to take the equation of, she just got fired from her job that she's been with for 13 years.
Right.
But, that's just like anybody else being, you know, fired from a job after you've been on 13 years. And like I said when I started out, when God closes a door, he makes sure he opens another one. And I feel it in my heart of hearts that she's gonna go on and she's gonna do better things. And this was her time. You know, sometimes you don't see the forest for the trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
But
I'm gonna be like,
and who's to say she doesn't already putting her foot out there? She could probably have a job by
March.
And she has so many things that she's good at. She can design clothes. I know she wanted to do some other things. And, you know, General Hospital sadly didn't give her the time of day to say, like, do you want to do outside projects? Because they quote-unquote said Elizabeth was such a needed character.
Whatever.
But, I mean, she can now go ahead. She said she liked doing sitcoms. I remember seeing that on the Soap Tour DVD where she went with Greg and Jason Thompson. She said that she loved doing sitcoms. She would love to go back to it if she could. If she does, How I Met Your Mother, I'm just saying.
I put her on Castle.
I would love her to be on any show that will use her. And right, not just, like, a pretty face. Not being, like, the pro. Yeah, to use her talents and not, like, her pretty face. Brandon, she has a pretty face.
Yes, she
but
does.
But I would like to see her, like, on Grey's, like I said, I mentioned earlier, Grey's Anatomy. Here's a thought. They could, this is, here's a creative storm here. They could, instead of, like, if they're going to, quote, unquote, do what we think they're going to do to Elizabeth, they could have, what they could have did was see, like, just a scenario, okay? Somebody from General Hospital could say, Elizabeth, Seattle Grace needs a new nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go there? That would have been a
mm-hmm.
first for ABC to have a daytime character go over to a prime time.
Go to night's prime time, yeah.
So, you know, or, but they don't think.
No. But I'm going to take the high road like Becky is, and I'm just going to concentrate on what the positive and what she's
right,
going to go
exactly.
what she's going to go through.
Yeah.
You know, GH is done for me. I don't even care about
it. It's GH loss.
I mean, if the show is not even worth talking about, the show's not even worth talking about, you know?
No, it's not. Really, it sucks. It's awful.
I mean, it's sad we're talking about it, but it's because of what they've done. The dumbest thing they've done in within a couple of years. I haven't been this shocked, really, like, shocked as when they fired Jeannie Francis and when the truth came out about that, like, because it was about her weight.
Well, in all honesty, they could have got rid of Tony Geary. He's not on enough to be on anyway.
Oh, I'm so sick of
Tony Geary.
He's more on
vacation
than he's even on there.
In all honesty, I think this is how I think. I think Tony Geary wants to get off the show because of the vacations. And I would actually read into that because it's like, look at around the time he comes back. He comes back. When it's like, all right, nothing else is going on, nothing's revolving around the monsters. Okay, I'm coming back. But the only reason
he doesn't have to carry
on the show. Yeah, the only reason
he's
Tony Geary on the show is to have that little piece of what made GH great. If they were to lose him,
Allie has an article go ahead, Allie.
I don't like to talk over anybody. Okay, so I went on to the Examiner.com, and they have an article. It says, "The official downfall of General Hospital, Rebecca Herbst is fired." Rebecca Herbst has played one of the most lovable characters in daytime for over 13 years, Elizabeth Weber. Elizabeth is strong, beautiful, charismatic, and surprising. She has been part of two super couples, Lucky and Liz and Jason. She is a tie to a founding GH family, the Hardings.
Mm-hmm.
The Hardys. Mm-hmm. She, along with portrayer Rebecca, have a huge fan base. So what do both these lovely ladies get for their constant likability and loyalty to Port Chuck? Well, they get the old heave-ho, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all know about how, it was necessary an exit. What they're saying is that a GH spokesperson is saying that the next couple months leading to Rebecca's necessary exit will be very important for the character of Elizabeth. So to stay tuned. She says, well, good luck with that. Liz fans who haven't already abandoned GH due to their underuse and or trashing of the character or her breakup from Jason Morgan are sure ready to jump ship now. Whether or not you're a fan of Liz Weber, you probably have enough sense to know that Becky Herbst is a vital part of the GH family, and after 13 years of hard work and loyalty, she deserves a lot better than she's getting.
Mm-hmm.
I have no doubt Becky will find work right away. She is a wonderful actress, but I can't help but be sad and crushed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's how and she goes on to say how she's grew up with Elizabeth Weber. And she says at the very end, she said, so to whoever is getting paid the big bucks to tank the show, you are doing a fantastic job. I truly believe this is right. This move right here is the beginning of the end of General Hospital.
It is.
Rebecca's exit will happen sometime in March.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's something.
I completely agree with
them. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, Steve said that at one point, like when they were having their thing, you know, Jason and Liz, when they were together, Steve said that when he acted with Becky, you know, she made him a better actor because she's such a strong actress. And that's what she does. You know, she's a strong actress. She's a talented actress. And she may be down, but she's definitely not out. She's going to go on, and she's going to do better things. She is.
Well, I just found another article. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Go for it. Okay. It's from Soap Opera Source. It says, not ready to say goodbye to Elizabeth Weber. It's with a heavy, heavy heart that I sit down to write this column. The only viewers alike of the soap genre can understand why. I've mentioned before that I grew up on soap operas. I spent a good part of my childhood sitting at my grandma's feet as she tuned in to ABC every weekday. So naturally, these shows became an integral part of my life. Any soap fan who has watched for years and years understands exactly what I mean. Soap viewers invest wholeheartedly, almost abnormally in shows. Pending the occasional preempts or repeat, we spend 5 days a week with these characters and their stories. As strange as it sounds, they are a very big part of our lives, and it's also devastating to lose a character you're so fond of. On Tuesday, it was announced that Emmy nominee Rebecca Herbst would depart General Hospital this spring in a storyline-dictated exit after 13 years of portraying legacy character Elizabeth Weber. That's right, legacy. Elizabeth, the daughter of Jeff Weber and the granddaughter of Steve and Audrey Hardy, characters who frequented in town's hospital decades ago. A duo that has contributed much to the foundation of General Hospital's history, and it's just as equally important as the Quartermains introduced in the late 70s. Some might say Herbst's exit shouldn't come as a surprise, given the show's infamous systematic elimination of legacy characters during the last 5 years and dismantling of popular families and fan favorites over the last 10. That said, it's still devastating in its own right. Just like that, I was losing my absolute favorite actress and a character I had grown up with since I was a preteen. As I wrote last January in the column, GH Elizabeth Gifford Point of View, I've experienced all the important moments of her life with her, falling in love for the first time, a horrific rape, various health complications and miscarriages, the birth of her children, the loss of her best friend, and falling in love yet again and again and again. Like a best friend, when Elizabeth loves, I love. When she cries, I cry. And when she stumbles, I wait patiently for her to put herself together. This character, one who's had such an impact not on myself but thousands of her fans, is one the show chooses to give up because it's what the storyline dictated. It's inconceivable to me that a character with so much history, so many core roots, whose children are tied to other legacy characters and families, could simply come to an end like this. Ask any fan of Elizabeth Weber. They can list off the stories that still need to be told for this character. From the broken relationship with her parents, the rapist she helped send to prison over 10 years ago, the true paternity of two of her children, rebuilding herself as a strong single mother of three, the stories are there. Not to mention the romantic entanglements are endless as well. Whether it's the unresolved and incomplete story of her romance with Jason or the non-venture territory of an affair-turned romance with Nicholas, the potential is there. What's even more heartbreaking, the missed opportunity to reunite Herbst with Jonathan Jackson's Lucky, the one who she illuminated the show with during the beginning of Lucky and Liz's romance as teenagers, to give his Lucky a chance to be with Elizabeth as an adult. Romance aside, there's more to Elizabeth Weber than the men she loves. Fans appreciate her fire, her sassiness, her compassion, and her loyalty. Becky Herbst once said, "She can be the sweetest girl in the world, or she can tell you your part," and I love that about her. Those qualities make her character important because they make her real and relatable. It's my opinion that Elizabeth is one of the most relatable characters on the canvas. It could even be said that she is akin to women who watch this show, a great mother, a flawed woman with an earnest career who works hard and attempts to persevere through hard times and failures. To borrow a few compliments from a close friend, Elizabeth loves like we do, fights like we do, and understands like we do. She is a true heroine. She is never truly malicious in her actions and always puts the feelings of others above her own. These are all signs of an amazing soap character whose 13 years of story will be summed up this spring, ending the Weber family, the Hardy bloodline, and for this viewer, General Hospital in its entirety. I still don't know how to feel about this. It's strange that a fictional character can stir up such a flood of emotions. I'm shocked, sad, heartbroken even, but also angry. Actually, being angry doesn't begin to cut it. It's strange. It's a strange kind of grief, one that will take a little while to reach acceptance. I'm also sad, heartbroken, and angry for Rebecca Herbst. I've always appreciated the kindness she shows her fans, navigating the many, many loyalties her fans have to her parents, and being a modern working mother with a beautiful family. Not only is the character indefinable in that way, but so is she. The outpouring of love and sympathy for the actress on the internet has been overwhelming and shows the impact she has made on her fans. It's these fans who have written letters, attended events, donated to her charities, bought gifts for her and her children, and supported her every step of the way. Another friend of mine said it best. We have been watching her for years, and Becky seems so much like a person we know, and that connection alone is why she's so beloved. I wish her the most beautiful things that the future can bring, and pray, I really mean it when I say pray, that she graces her fans with the presence when other acting opportunities come her way. I won't dare to speak to her fan base, but I'm sure it's safe to say that her fans will follow her anywhere. For now, instead of letting the anger and sadness get the best of me, I've decided to take a look back at a few moments from this character's long history. It's been said that in times of death, and really this is the death of our beloved Elizabeth Weber, we should celebrate, not mourn. So without further ado, and in no particular order, 1, Elizabeth and Lucky's wedding, 2005. Their friends worked overtime to give Elizabeth and Lucky their dream wedding in Windermere, one reminiscent of the grand balls they watched occur from afar at the castle when they were teenagers. He was handsome, she was breathtaking, and it was a memorable and magical soap wedding. 2, Elizabeth Strait, 1998. Incredibly written by Michelle Valjean, this was quite possibly the most pivotal moment in Elizabeth's history. It changed every part of who she was and still resonates within her character. This was a haunting moment that fans can still carry with them. 3, The Panic Room, 2003. Say what you want, but this was a very, very soapy story. Completely in love with Rick, Elizabeth has no idea that he's actually holding Carly hostage in the panic room in their home. Mm. Fans still love the couple despite his evilness, and if I may say so, they were pretty darn sexy together despite this. 4, The Night of Passion, 2006. It doesn't need to be said that fans of Jason and Elizabeth waited a long time for this moment. While their story ended up being disappointing, it had a very beautiful start and made fans fall in love with them all over again. And 5, Girls' Night Out, 2006. It's basically Sex in the City, Port Charles style, and I shamelessly adore the Patrick fantasies. I love this because not only did Elizabeth cut loose, but she did it with her girlfriends and taught us all to lick it, slam it, and suck it. And finally, a fantastic fan-created music video, the song Lessons Learned by Carrie Underwood, can sum up everything, and then they have a video. And that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Excellent. This is
you're
getting
me
in tears. Okay, Allie, hold on. 443, I brought you back on the air, so you can also talk.
It's Candace again. I keep getting cut off, and I really, 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 really am right now crying because every moment that she just upset, like, I just, like, hit, like, I know, Allie, I was so sorry
when I was reading that. I was just, my God.
You know, this is tell you, we have 4 minutes, 2 minutes left, but we are going to overtime because, you know, we can.
Michael just put a picture of Emerson's dirty diaper on the
I know.
He says, viewer discretion advised.
I think that was for Bob Goose and Brian Franz. I'm thinking that picture was meant for John.
That's how all this is. What could have been, you know? I mean,
right,
I know that somebody
course.
Tweeted me and said, well, you can't focus on the what ifs because there's too many of them. But it's just, it's so sad. There was so much left to tell.
And just from the liaison point of view,
it just sucks as the liaison fan. I mean, there was so much. Why is it that Sam is going to get everything?
Right, that we got it. Right.
You know what?
The family, the baby,
Like I said earlier, look at how they're writing Sam and Jason. Just pay very close attention because if they get the marriage and they get the baby, where else can they go?
Nowhere. She'll be out on
right.
that.
Exactly.
They're still getting it. And she had to get fired in order for them to get it.
There's another couple, too, that needs to be addressed as well. Like we all said, Becky got caught in the crossfire. truth, yeah. Jason is saying we'll get what should have been Elizabeth. But at the same time, you have this other couple that Lucky isn't supposed to. If Destiny had it its way on the soaps, Liz and Lucky would have been together, and what's it called, would have been killed off. Cyrus,
you know,
I had to
agree with the Liz and Lucky fans when he first came back because, you know, they kind of screwed the Liz and Lucky fans over in the fact that Jonathan and Becky were finally going to have a love scene together, and she was thinking about Nicholas the whole time.
They had
and,
a promo.
You know,
Elizabeth's first love is coming back.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and I agree with that article. They could have, you know, it would have been nice for their fans to see them together as adults.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it really is sad. The whole thing is so sad. It's just sad.
I mean, will the paternity come out that, you know, Aiden is really his? I mean,
you know, she'll probably get killed. He'll get
Aiden,
and, you know, I hope if she does get killed, I hope Steve adopts the three boys.
Mm.
But.
Mhm. Well, I mean, it's just, I mean, like, there's so much, there was so much more to Elizabeth than more than meets the eye. And for GH to have dropped the ball, like, you know, like, what would happen if her rapist came out of jail and was living in Port Charles?
Thank you.
And how would that
so
have affected
stories.
Her? You know, what if her mom came to town? Because we still don't know who her mom is. But, you know, how would that have shook her up? You know, what if she had, like, a relapse, like, you know, or something?
Center
it's just,
you know,
really
they just
funny
don't
to
know
me.
How to write, they don't know how to write a story on
it's
VH.
Not, it's
I
not,
have read
it's a story.
So many fanfics,
it's,
you know, so many fanfics. And then I was
there's
reading
so much better.
Where three or four people who write fanfic, they're going to stop now because there's, you know, they feel like, well, it's over now. I said that's
well, and the thing,
that's
it, the thing of it is on any other show, Elizabeth is a character that would write for herself. The history's there, the legacy is there. She is just such a. She has so much potential that you would think that writers would be salivating to have a character.
I know
like
to have someone like
that,
her, right?
You know,
right.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Agenda.
Oh, I know. What I'm saying is this man makes no sense in his dislike of Becky and Elizabeth. He just
stupid.
Makes no sense whatsoever.
He's stupid. He's an idiot. He's a
total
idiot.
It's just like a real slap in the face to, like, not only to, like I said, the various fan base, but to everybody who is stuck by the show itself, ups and downs, and especially Becky fans. And I can vouch for this. Becky fans have, if Becky says or posts something on her website, like if you guys can help with a toy drive or can help with this, I can tell you from personal experience, they will do it. Fan, and there was one fan that I actually finally got to meet her like a couple of years ago, but she actually gave birth to two girls, and she met Becky, and she said, yeah, guess what my daughter's names are? And she said, what? And she was like, Rebecca and Elizabeth. she named her kids because of the fact that Rebecca was, this is around the time she had Ella, she was a hardworking mom.
Oh.
So she wanted
women could relate to her, yes.
Yeah, so and with Elizabeth, she said, I just loved Elizabeth. Like, Elizabeth is such a beautiful name. So my girls have been named after you and your character. And Becky started crying. She was like,
really?
And she has pictures of them. The lady still was sending her pictures. And, you know, just because Becky said she wanted to see them, you know, how they were doing. And the last time I saw the lady, I actually think she's going to be on my Facebook tonight. But she was like, saying, she's like, oh, Becky is such an amazing person, isn't she? She's like your best friend that you just want to have over for coffee. Like, you know, share stories with. And
I know, right?
So, I mean, it's like we are losing a friend. Like I said earlier, it's like a friend that's moving away. I won't be able to see that person again for a while.
That's why, that's why we're all taking it so personally. That's why I think this firing has affected people in such a profound way.
There's so many different ways.
This is not just a normal firing.
And like I said, it's not just General Hospital fans. When I tell you that everybody in the soap industry, like in the soap community boards, everybody is reeling from this. The CBS fans are, like, in shock because, and like I said, Young and the Restless fans, hey, they want Becky.
I don't blame them.
The NBC fans want her on Dave. I mean, there's so many people who have seen this girl at her best, whether you see it on YouTube, whether you heard about it through a friend, like, oh, my God, there's this character on General Hospital. You're going to love her. Or, you know,
I mean, whether you like Elizabeth or not, you had to admit Becky was a great actress.
My aunt just texted me. This is a family thing now. My aunt just now said, "Do you think that Becky will finally get an Emmy nomination and a win?"
Well, she really hasn't
It's on GH.
Well,
she doesn't really get the storylines anymore.
No, I've noticed that too. That they will give an actor or actress who had a huge fan base who has been nominated so many times. I think Becky has been nominated, what, three?
Yes,
four.
She
should have won in
1990-something.
She should have
won
with
the Rape Story one.
Yeah, with the Rape Story. Well, she won the Soap Opera Digest Award. Remember those? The Soap Opera Digest Award?
Yes. Yeah.
But, see, but I was thinking about that, too, because they gave one to Jeannie Francis. Now, there's some politics. I'm going to say it. I'm a huge Jeannie Francis fan. Don't get me wrong, and I don't want people to hate me for this, what I'm about to say. But
why would they hate you?
Well, I'm just saying, there are people in the chat room who are probably going to be like, okay, Candace, like, really? But,
no, they gave her that because she was a legend and she had never won before.
Right.
And she should not have been nominated in the supporting
actress
category.
Could it be that for the Emmys this year, could they have Becky, like, people, like, just submit Becky and be like, okay, let Becky win?
Yeah, they, they could do it as a thumb, you know, thumbing bronze. They could do it that way, yeah.
Or they can be just like, oh, here, Becky, you don't have a job anymore, but at least you got Emmy.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm just saying, my aunt just texted me this, so. See, my aunt's all upset.
She's going to get another soap. Like, so many other actors that have been on GH are on other soaps now that I'm sure
they
she's
going
to get picked up by somebody.
Yeah. She's going to have a job real quick.
And if she has to go on to another ABC soap,
I don't think so.
ABC soaps are on the bottom of the
ABC.
Let's look at it this way. We have two shows on CBS. We have Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful. Both shows with Becky would just kick butt on both of those shows.
Yeah.
I can see it now. On Days of Our Lives, NBC needs to get another soap. I'm just saying. But they have Days of Our Lives. And then you have
I want her on Y&R, though. I'd rather have her on Y&R.
CBS, the Bell family caller. She's on Twitter now.
Wasn't Y&R looking at Becky once before, though? They were looking at her really hard once before, though, too.
Really?
Years ago, they said, some of the cast members had said, the question was, somebody had asked them, like, what actors on another daytime soap would you love the chance to work with? And I think about three of the actors had said Rebecca, because they fell in love with her. Like, they did, like, I want to say the Rock the Cruise, or it was some kind of event where all the network soaps were, and they just fell in love with her. Like, they just
everybody wanted to work with her. Every guy on TH wanted to work with her.
Right.
What I'm saying is, like, it was going Young and Restless. Like, they all they was like Becky. They was like Becky because she's so cute in person. Like, she's tiny, but she's cute. And
she
people say she's acting, you know. So, and when I tell you she is tiny, she's really tiny, and she's short.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I'm going to say she's 5'3", 5'4", because I'm 5'6", so without heels, I'm 5'6". We joked about that. I mean, I don't know. It's just, like, right now we're all still kind of in a state of shock. Some of us have finally accepted. We're now doing memory lane,
you know.
Give me a couple of days. You know, give me a couple of days. I'm not in.
It's still like a. Some of us are still numb too, but the thing is that to know that she is off of a show that is going down fast.
Whether you want to hear it or not, it's going down fast. That's right.
Yeah, I'm ready to get off of it.
Fucking Titanic now.
It's like she was the heart of the show, and you can't last without a heart. You cannot last without a heart. And she will definitely be back on TV. She might be in the new Charlie's Angels show that the ABC ordered. She might be in the new Dynasty or Dallas remake. Oh, yeah. ABC ordered a Charlie's Angels pilot.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Really? Oh, that's
interesting. So, you never know. You know, she might be on, you know, a new fall show, you know. Maybe she might be on QVC with, you know, Rebecca's clothing line and jewelry. Just naming some stuff out there. But she has such a future. ABC was right. She does have a future. And I hope ABC wishes her all the best because she gave her best to ABC.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
It's the shocking. If they had an award for the shocking news of the year, besides the whole Barbara Bloom thing about CBS, This would be the winner, but
you know the Baba Bloom thing came out yesterday.
Everything came out yesterday, Carly. Everything came out yesterday. People from Days of Our Lives being fired, Becky being let go, and Baba Bloom being fired. It was beautiful.
Well, from Days of My Life, I saw Philip.
Philip didn't get fired. He chose to leave the show.
Well, see, now there's
two
different stories.
The actor who plays Philip is
Is it the girl who plays Melody?
It's Stephanie and Philip. They both chose to leave the show.
Thank goodness. I can't stand
Stephanie. It was Melody.
But they fired the guy who played Nathan.
They fired him because
he made a comment about, I guess they were going to put Melanie and Nathan together, but they weren't going to keep them together for a long time. And he made a comment because I guess he was a big Melanie and Nathan fan. And so he kind of talked out, you know, made a statement. I don't know if he Twittered something or whatever. Anyways, he got fired. Philip and Stephanie chose to. They chose to leave. Their contracts were up, and they chose to leave.
Okay, because there was a story stating that they were fired.
No, they chose
and then they said it has been let go, and then it was like they decided to leave.
Wow.
So, okay.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know about that part, but I do know that she made a statement. I read her statement. She said after 4 years, she felt it was time to move on. But I don't know about him.
It's been 4 years?
So, yeah.
Well, he was on and off. He was on and off, so he can always come back. But
I mean,
with Days of Our Lives, what I find very interesting about Days of Our Lives, that they can lose characters and the show still has good writing. Like, I'm going to say this, Days of Our Lives has come a long way.
Yes, they have. They have improved.
For them to have been on the brink of cancellation and for them to have gone on the radar and do what they did with the cast by, you know, having Drake and Deirdre and having Allison Sweeney kind of carry the show. I'm going to say it. She's carrying the show. They still are good. Like, oh, this is good. This is good. They're using their vets. They're using the family history. They're using everything. It's like, oh, what's going on in Salem? What's going on? I want to say they saw us right now. It's pretty good. I might have to tune back in just to see Crystal Chappelle, but...
Well, there's a girl on Twitter that's saying, I guess she's talking about Kelly, and she says, these idiots would be surprised that I've met her and experienced her and do not like her. She trashed Steve and shushed Greg like he was a child, and then bragged about her in with Franz. She's pathetic.
Mm. Oh,
she also
wow.
yelled down a was bunch of fans like they should be bowing at her feet.
Wait a minute, was that, I need somebody to ask her, that was the night that she was drunk. Because there was an event, she was drunk, and she was rambling off. And people had put the clip of what she was saying and put it on YouTube. And Steve Burton had found out and said,
and that makes
that
it right?
That wasn't even,
just because she was drunk?
What, about...
Well,
you
know, they said,
like,
don't care if you're drunk or not. That's when you're drunk. Yeah, people just say what they want to say.
You become who you really are sometimes when you're drunk.
Exactly, when you drink. That's not
the
truth.
I mean, some people need to own up to something, but, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I mean, I understand, like, you know, Kelly also is one of those people that just be like, okay, you want me to say this? All right, I'll say it. Just to see how far it goes. I'm going to see how far it goes. From the story
I understand you're giving her the benefit of the doubt, but I think that there are a lot of people that don't like her, and they're gonna and they're never going to like her. And, you know, you give her the benefit of the doubt, but I think that if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Yes.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Now,
exactly.
It's the only reason that she, like I couldn't understand this, because even when she was, when Kelly was in the mix with Maurice and Ingo,
he couldn't,
I never really
Maurice
saw,
didn't want to work with her. He didn't like her.
Right. But what I'm saying is I never saw, like, a reaction towards her the way that I see it now. And I'm trying to figure out, like, you see what I'm saying? She worked with
Stacey. So I think the reaction that people are giving her now is that she, and this is just my personal opinion about this,
okay?
This is just things that I've read that she, you know, when she called out the liaison fans and stuff. I think she was very, she knew that Steve was her meal ticket. She knew that he was the reason that she still had a job on there, because she had bombed with everybody else that they had paired her with. And I think she feels like she's entitled to that. And there's this sort of arrogance about her, you know. I mean, you would never see Becky behave this way. Becky has too much class. She has too much class for all of her fans. Kelly, not so much. Not so much.
Yeah, do you think that's Kelly's doing or Brian Franz doing?
I think that Kelly knows that she's got an in with Brian Franz, and it gives her an arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Sure it does. Sure it does. One of his pets.
You know,
just
I think
like,
she knows that if she wants
on,
something, all she has to
AMC.
Do is bat her eyes and she's going to get it.
Right.
I think
exactly.
She knows that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it was very hypocritical for her to get on Twitter, because if she was one of these people that were laughing, she's full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, we can't personally go, like, unless it was, like, a real, like, a reliable source. And when I say reliable source,
I
mean,
I'm not a Kelly fan. I'm not a Kelly fan. I never have. I can honestly say I did not like her on Port Charles. I have never liked her. I don't think she can act. This is my personal opinion.
No, she can't.
I am not a fan of her. So, you know, I probably am more willing to believe the negative than I am the positive. She's just not somebody that I personally find. There's nothing interesting about her to me. She just doesn't interest me at all. She comes off as being very cocky, and knowing that she has an in with Brian Franz, and that gives her this arrogance, and I think that she flaunts it. And I don't think she's a very nice person. I really don't. But that's just me.
I mean, I'm going to say this.
Opinion.
This is my personal thing. I like Kelly. I'm not a fan of Kelly. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I'm not
I
a
like
fan,
Kelly,
and I don't
but
like
I'm not
her.
Like a fan of her. But it's like the same thing. There's certain other actresses on General Hospital who are likable, who's also in with Brian Franz. And they don't show it, but they know it. They know they have an in with Brian Franz. There's certain actors on All My Children.
And that's fine. They can have an in with Brian Franz. It's the bragging about it's the arrogance about it. You know, I mean, I'm sure Vanessa Marcel has an in with Franz, but she's not out there, you know,
flaunting it,
shouting her stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, she has a little bit more class about it. I don't like people who don't have class. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And Kelly does not have class.
No,
no, she
there's
doesn't.
There's a way you behave in public and a way you don't behave in public. And, right. you know, to make yourself act like, oh, I'm so devastated that Becky got fired, when really you're
yeah,
thinking,
right.
okay, well, this gives me, you know, actually her firing does, you know, it helped, it benefits me. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's hypocritical to me. And I don't
mm-hmm.
care if Becky and Kelly are friends. I don't think they may be friends. They're certainly not best friends. They never have
no.
been. I don't believe that for one second. Oh. She was never on the same level as Becky, and
no,
you know, and it's a jealousy thing.
That's
the
way to jealousy
sorry,
come
but
in.
I just don't think.
But that's
that,
when they started. When
you know,
when Kimberly
I don't
McCollum
like
came back, when Kimberly came back, remember there was like a little small thing saying, "Oh, Kimberly doesn't like Becky. Becky doesn't like Kim," because they both were working with Steve Burton, and apparently that's when
mm-hmm.
a lot of people thought they were going to do another Jason and Robin versus Jason and Liz thing. And they kept
mm-hmm.
coming out with reports saying, "Oh, well, Kimberly doesn't like da da da." It
oh,
it's, to me, it's like, well, just replace Kim with Kelly, but. Because there's been times Kimberly, from what I've been told, she's been sometimes, like, not nice to fans, too. And,
to
oh,
Kelly
wait,
or
I
Kim?
I,
which one are you talking about, Kim or
Kim.
Kelly?
To Kim on that
okay.
And they, like, she's one of the actresses who has it in with Franz. And she's, like, it depends on, I guess, like, depends on not the mood, but, like, the place that they're at. Yeah, I know, like, a couple
well,
of years ago at Broadway Cares, I remember Jason Thompson came out, and he was signing autographs, and he was, like, chatting up. And Kimberly was like, nice to see you guys. Like, in the way she said it, she was really snobby. She was like, I'll
yeah,
see you guys
but
later.
You know
like,
what?
I'm going to go.
I understand having a bad day. I get that. But that is specifically a fan event. Excuse me. You're going there to meet the fans. It's one thing if you're in a restaurant and you're having dinner with your significant other or family members and somebody comes over to you. I could understand having an attitude about
mm-hmm.
that because it's like you're in on
right.
your private time, you're out and you're
mm-hmm.
you know, you're
mm-hmm.
you're just being a human being. But when you're at
mm-hmm.
a fan event, you don't act like a complete bitch. You're there because of
yeah.
your fans. Your fans
right.
are the reason that you have a job.
Right.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, so you know, when they're treating their fans like crap at a fan event, then I have a problem with it. You know, it's just
oh,
like
yeah,
when Monica got – when Monica was in that – that you know, she called out the liaison fans. It was completely uncalled for. She should never
yeah.
have called out the liaison fans. You know, I mean, you're just egging on this fan base war that's already ridiculous as it is. You're just egging
mm-hmm.
it on. And it doesn't – you know, Becky didn't do that. Becky was – fair to all of her fans. She was fair
right,
to
yeah,
Lucky
right.
fans. She was fair to the Liz and Jason fans. She was fair
right.
to the Liz and Rick fans. She was fair to the Liz and Nicholas fans. She was fair to all of her fan bases. That is how you behave. They are in the public eye. They have. There's a certain way that they should behave. And I'm
right.
sorry, but Kelly just does not come off to me as
yeah.
a very nice person.
No, she's
yeah.
not. No, she doesn't. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. So, but that's just me. I mean, you can
yeah.
feel however you want to feel about her. I just personally don't like her, and
oh, yeah.
I just think that you know she and Franz. I mean, believe me, you me. She's not as sad as she's saying she is about Becky getting fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're probably right. You know, the
but
part that I have never understood. She has more power and say so with Franz than Steve Burton. I can never. I said, how come everybody else can get, you know, their
yeah,
own theory?
You know what?
Except, see, I've
yeah.
never understood that. I said, I thought he was the golden boy on that show, but apparently not. And I always had a feeling Franz never really liked Steve for whatever reason. I don't know. I
he
could be wrong
Steve
cause I don't
because,
know the background.
Yeah, he likes Steve because Jason is probably the most popular character, you know, arguably the most popular character on that show. So, therefore, he's in a position that they can't lose him. You know what I mean? I mean, he's
mm-hmm.
he's a necessary part of that show, him and Sonny.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't really think he personally likes Steve because Steve has his own opinion.
I don't think so either.
And Steve has made it very clear. I mean, we've talked about this before. You know, even when he was paired with Courtney, he would always talk about Becky in his PAs. He very rarely
mm-hmm.
talks about Alicia Lee Willis, and he very rarely talks about Kelly Monica. He never says anything
right.
exactly.
about them.
Right.
I mean, he'll answer a question about storyline or something, or but he never talks about them personally. So there's no real, there was never really, because I personally don't think he got along with Alicia Lee Willis, because he did not want to do Jason Courtney. But, you know, so I don't know what Franz's relationship with Steve is, but I think Steve and Maurice just don't give a shit. I think that they have, I hate to say they have the biggest egos, but I do think they have really big egos, and I just don't think they give a shit about anybody on that show, to be honest.
But you know,
I mean,
what?
I just don't think they care about any of that crap.
Yeah, but it kind of makes me wonder about Tyler Christopher. He has a little pull because he won this Liz and Nicholas story.
Well, he wanted to work with Becky. I'm not sure he wanted it to be written the way it was, but he did want to work with Becky, yes.
Yeah, he did, and I'm thinking, wait a moment, you get what you, you know, you get what you want, Monaco gets what she wants, but now Becky's fired, I haven't liked Franz for a long time, and when he went and made that thing about Kathy Bile from One Life to Live, calling her fat in the press, I'm like, how in the fuck dare you?
We can talk about this until we're blue in the face, and everything we're saying is true, but the fact of the matter is that ABC doesn't seem to have a problem with Franz. They still have him in his job. He still has a job. And, you know, we're...
They don't care.
There's nothing that we can do about it. There's nothing that we can do about it. And all we can do is decide whether or not we want to support a show that or a network that allows this kind of behavior, and that's something that each individual has to make up on their own mind about that.
Exactly.
And you know, I mean, we're decent people, so therefore, this kind of behavior makes us sick, and it makes me sick that these people are winning, that Becky had to lose her job. I mean, granted, I truly believe the General Hospital is going to get canceled within the next year. But the fact of the matter is that Becky lost her job, it doesn't change the fact that they fired Becky. Had Becky left on her own, we wouldn't be having this conversation. We would be supporting her, and we would be like, yeah, go, girl, go, girl.
Right.
But she lost her job. So it doesn't matter if GH gets fired in a year or so. She still got fired.
It is what it is. You know why? I keep thinking about the SmackDown.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that was another thing. That was really the beginning of the end. Liz and Jason were not supposed to have a showing in that. They were supposed to, because even the guy, I don't know if it was Richard, but somebody said Liz and Jason did. They were not supposed to win, and Franz could not fathom that. He could not understand how Liz and Jason won that whole thing. And it pissed him off. It pissed him off. Everything the Liz and Jason fans have done or are doing or did pisses him off. It makes him dig his heels in even farther and say, I am not giving Liz and Jason what they want. I can't stand them, and I hate their fans, and they're not going to get them. And it just makes him even more stubborn.
That's just like a child with a toy.
Yeah, he's like a petulant child. He's like a petulant child.
Just like him telling that we're terrorists and we can be trained.
Yeah. He's like a petulant child.
But on a lighter note, Michael just tweeted, I just got in trouble for tweeting the pic of the diaper.
I know. I hope you would get
I love Michael. He is so funny.
Michael, I mean, I can see why he would get in trouble. I saw the pic, so I'm like, wow.
He wants to do a reality show. Maybe we do need a reality show. Went straight from that picture to head to toe poop.
Right, there you go.
I'm not trying to deflate you, Carly. I'm just saying that this is who Franz is. This is who he is.
And he is
right now he is one. But I believe in karma, and I do believe that it's going to come back and bite him in the ass big time. And this did not do Jason and Sam any favors.
Nope.
It's not going to do Lucky and Siobhan any favors. Not that Lucky and Siobhan were even that popular a couple to begin with.
Right.
Even Nicholas and Brooklyn.
You know, it's going to be a
Nicholas
epic fail.
Yeah, I mean, even them, that's going to trash them, too, because how Brooklyn's talking smack about Liz's character to everybody who listens to her.
Right.
She needs to go, she's a waste of space, too.
So, I mean, that's why it was so hard for me to get behind, Liz and Jason were coming, because everything I saw on screen told me they were not.
I never believed that. Look, even Steve said it long ago. He said they do not want to write for Jason and Elizabeth.
He
told the fans they do not want to write for us. You know, that's it. You know, and
they don't want to write for him.
What? He cried in the courtroom. That scene when they broke up in the courtroom.
Oh yeah,
that was real.
Was he was hurt.
He knew that was the end. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like they don't want to wait for it. It's fun. You know what, guy? I really hope he gets what's coming to him. You know, I used to think Zane O'Reilly was the shittiest guy when he did all that today's. But no, you know, Brian Vaughn goes down as the dumbest, most egotistical, chauvinist pig world. I really hope he gets flooded with calls. I really do.
That's okay. He might have won a battle, but he hasn't won the war. Because when ABC gets their ass canceled, he messed with the fan base, but then maybe this is what he wants anyway. So he'll go on and put on his reality show. Or his game show, or whatever else he wants to do with daytime television. I know one show that he can't mess with is The View, because Barbara Walters, hands off, honey, hands off. Don't mess with The View. He can screw around with all those other daytime soap operas, but.
And see, I don't understand why the head writers of these shows, the executive producers of these shows, are allowing Brian Fox. Like, yeah, okay, granted. He is the senior president.
They don't have a choice. They don't have a choice. He's their boss. They don't have a choice.
But what I'm saying is he.
Has a boss too.
He has someone over him, but he's not listening, and
Anthony doesn't give a rat's ass. I mean,
He has too much control of these shows. It's like instead of saying it by or the executive producer of. They should just say the executive producer and the creator of the show is Brian Franz. Casting director, Brian Franz. Head writer, Brian Franz. He's too much in the store, in the soap. You can tell who his allies are on these shows. You can tell who wrote this storyline. You know, like on One Life to Live, there was so much going on that Brian Franz decided to take stories out. Who the heck is he? I mean, like I said, he is their boss, granted. But what I always thought was that there's a story consultant, there's a head writer, and there's co-writers. I thought they were the ones who can make the decisions, and if Brian Franz didn't like it, he could either say it's good or it's not good, but not have a single hand to be like facing this thing around.
Not have a hands-on type of a thing.
Yeah. Excuse me. That's why I was asking how much, you know, that's why I was saying it's not just Franz. Guza plays a part in this too. I don't know how much of it, but he does play a part in it. I mean, I could never get a clear answer as to whether or not he liked Elizabeth or Becky. I know he created Liz and Jason originally, but that was just because they needed those characters to have somebody to talk to. It was never meant to be what it became. But then Wendy Rich was executive producer, so it was a different kind of, I guess, it was a different atmosphere then, too, so I don't know. I don't know.
You know, I wonder who will be the next to leave.
Well, you know why? Because, okay, that. You know what? Well, okay, remember that photo a month back that five people were going to get fired in January, and January through, like, March. And I keep thinking, you know, I mean, Becky was never on that list. You know, Jason Cook was, a lot of other people, Kima was, you know.
I think Tyler Christopher's next. I think he's out of here, too, because they're not writing him any better either.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he gave
and didn't he go for some pilot or something? Didn't he have something?
Yeah, he's in a pilot. If it goes off, I bet you he's out of there.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
They've totally trashed.
No, I mean, if Bradford's out of there too, I'm really watching for a little ride. I mean, that's my, you know, that's my last, you know, whatever, because I love Laura. And, you know.
Well, I don't think Laura's going anywhere.
I don't think she's going anywhere.
Either.
I think she's sitting pretty where she's at.
Yeah, she is. She doesn't want to.
Without Carly,
at some point,
there's no.
Excuse me. At some point, Maurice will leave. At some point, Maurice will be.
Right.
I thought he was going to leave.
I thought he would have left before, you know, but.
I don't know.
If, you know, I would not be surprised if they left too. Because remember,
That was the rumor. He was only going to stay for 6 months, but nobody ever really got a clear answer on that. So I think that was wishful thinking on the liaison fan's part that he was only staying for six months.
No one has got a clear answer how long his contract was for two either.
But he and his wife just had a baby right around the time Becky had Emerson, so he's got a family.
Oh, that's right. Remember, because back then it was rumored that, Steve's wife was pregnant, too. There was a big rumor.
But it's not true.
I'm not
expecting Jonathan to leave anytime soon.
I don't think Steve's going to stay much longer either. I think he's going to have enough
of
that.
I think he's getting bored.
I think he's biding
his
time and then telling them to just see you later. I'm done.
Right.
Because I'm sorry, he can't be enforcer forever. He's 40 years old. I mean, seriously.
I know.
How long is he going to be an enforcer? For how long?
Right.
Much longer.
Right.
I mean, it's.
And I don't really think he wants to do this baby storyline. I really don't think he wants to do this baby storyline.
I don't think so either.
I think he is like, oh, my God. You know? Because you already had a baby storyline that you didn't tell.
Exactly.
And
they said they weren't going to domesticate him.
What?
Well,
right.
Domesticate means to give him a J-spam baby. So,
right.
I mean, what more can they do with that?
Right. It's just, I don't know. I really hope that he leaves. I wish he was leaving now. And just say, screw you, and then them not get what they want at all. And then it would really blow up in their faces. But
oh, boy,
that
would be heaven. That would be heaven. But then Steve, he's got a job. He's got a family.
I know.
Like he said, he goes into the factory. Like I said, I think he punches the clock. He does what he has.
Yeah, you okay?
Say his lines and go home to his family and close the door and forget about GH. You know, for a while.
I've been kind of silent. I'm still mourning. I'm still in mourning. I don't think this is going to sink in for a while for me.
No, it's not for me.
Because I'm feeling. Because having Liz on there always gave me hope. You know, even though Jason and Liz were together, or Becky, you know, or having her on the show, I always thought, I could always go back later, and maybe she'll get a good story online later down the road or whatever. But now, my dreams ended.
Carly used to get upset with me when I used to come. She'd think I was negative. But it wasn't I was negative. I was just saying what... From the scenes, from what I could read,
Yeah.
It didn't sound like
what
they wanted
on
to put
screen.
Two
because,
people
you know,
back
if you
together.
Think about it now, if you
screen.
Think about it, the way the
that's
characters
not
been written now, I mean, it makes sense
writing.
That they, it makes sense that they, their final step was to fire her. And they say, well, you know, F you to the fans and of Becky and F you to the fans of Liz and Jason, basically is what I'm thinking. They're just, Liz is a character
see,
that should
I
not be let go. She should be there. You know, it's
right.
It's,
but
it's
I think they're miscalculating
it's,
something. I think they don't think that, I honestly and truly don't think that Franz thinks that Becky is, has as many fans as she does.
I think he is delusional.
I think he is
he
miscalculating
is
on, he really, I really think he's miscalculating on what he's done. And he may be trying to get them canceled. I don't know what he's trying to do. I don't know. I'm not in the man's head. I wouldn't want to be there anyway.
People say that because they own the show, that the ABC owns these soap operas, that they're okay. That even the ratings are low. That but
nobody is totally okay.
Yeah, it's a business.
No guarantee.
Yeah,
I think he messed with the wrong fan. I'm not just talking about liaison fans.
Yeah, Becky
fans.
No,
I'm fan base.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Becky fans, and they are pissed. I mean, they are beyond pissed.
Yeah.
And this is just this is the stupidest decision, I think, in a
think
long
so
time at a soap opera.
I kind of hope Scott Reese's character gets the boys.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh,
yeah.
I do.
I hope he has a will.
Not once
that
stink
is in
Jake. I do not want that stink.
He would fight for those boys.
Oh,
he knows everything that's going on. I think he would be awesome.
You know what? If they're so out to destroy the character of Liz and have her killed, if anything, they should, I think that they should do that. I don't know.
Yeah,
they're
making
it
the only family member left.
The
huh?
way they're making the
he's the only family
down.
Member left because
Audrey's
not
right.
been off
that's
the show
right.
anymore. So, I mean, that's the only family member she's got left.
Right. The way they're making the spoiler sound is they're going to make her go crazy or something.
Oh,
the men in her life,
oh,
the men in her life, all the men
I'm
in
not
her life
watch
are moving
it.
On, and she's getting desperate in it. It just doesn't sound good for Elizabeth.
I'm not going to watch
it.
I'm not going to watch it. She's just.
Yeah, well.
Jonathan and when Donna on Guiding Light, when I knew they were going to kill off Tammy, I mean, I knew that they were going to do that. And I love Jonathan and Tammy and everything. And they were giving them a marriage and everything. And they killed her off. But it was bittersweet. They ended it on a good note.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't.
No,
right.
That's
a whole boy for
character.
Right.
Continued to
they
watch
didn't destroy her character. They didn't trash her character. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not only that Becky got fired. I mean, there's so many different things. It's not only that Becky got fired, but they trashed her character, and now they want to trash her even more.
That's awful, by writing her off.
I mean, this is a personal vendetta that this man has against this character.
That's what it sounds like. That's unbelievable.
He is
going to
make the Elizabeth fans pay for not loving Sam and for not having Sam be the most popular character on.
We just won't watch. You know, doesn't he realize that people
but
there's an
it
off
doesn't
button
matter
on
he's not gonna
TVs?
Watch.
He doesn't care, I guess. Yeah.
He doesn't care.
We're
going to
pay him back by not watching.
Even if we don't watch it, it will forever be how they wrote Elizabeth.
I guess.
Off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm never going to go back to General Hospital. Even if they were to so turn the show around and scrap the writers they have and get rid of Franz and start I'm not going to go back because what they did to Becky and for an agenda story and all that. I'm not going to do it.
Even if they make
Sam go evil and crazy on the show and Jason
what
wakes Allie up and realizes. Huh?
What Allie read, they're going to make that one character come out looking really good, but they're going to make Elizabeth look really bad.
They're going to make Sam come out the good.
I don't know.
My God.
I don't know. But it's not good for
her.
It's
not
good for her.
You know,
God.
On the new promo where they show Sonny And then they show Liz and Jason, and Jason picks up this pamphlet, and he says to her, he says, would you really want a baby? He didn't sound upset. He sounded sort of surprised. I said, now, wouldn't it be funny if he was going to go? Because I'm trying to see what is going to be this controversy. Is the controversy going to be whereas, yeah, he'll want a baby with Sam and he'll raise a baby with Sam, but then he didn't, but then he, you know, loved Liz, but he left Liz and Jake because of the danger. I mean, what is this freaking controversy? What controversy?
Yeah,
that's
now there's controversy.
Is it going to be some kind of medical procedure? Huh?
I think the controversy is they fired her.
Yeah, I think
no,
that's
it.
I think that's the controversy.
Yeah, well, I mean to us, but I don't think that's what he was talking about, you know. In fact, I said, why did he even bring that shit up? You know, why did he even say
well,
something
he even
like
said
that?
One fan base is going to be happy and the other one isn't. So can't tell
obviously
me
obviously the Liz and Jason fans are not going to be happy, so that means the Jason and Sam fans are going to be happy.
I mean, but then what's new? When has the Jason and Liz fans been happy? We haven't
been
happy in
3 years.
I think
sometimes they get misquoted in these articles, so we don't
know what the intent of what he said.
Yeah, we don't really know in what context it was said.
What he said,
and
right,
they could
you're
just
right.
be saying, they could just be saying it's controversial. That may have been just
right,
one
right.
little snippet of what he said, and they made that to be the headline.
Mm-hmm.
So we really don't know what he said. So in essence,
yeah.
Bridget said, one fan base is going to be happy, one's not. Well, obviously, we now know
that
we're the ones that are not going to be happy. So
right.
obviously, the other fan base is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Maybe
so
not. Maybe they won't be happy.
She will have her
maybe
her
they will
Jason
get the baby.
Junior baby.
Okay, maybe she will get the effing baby, and then she will die in Cyobus and Kelly Monaco is gone.
You and this dying.
Well,
you
get
on.
You
know,
you want her gone from that show, but I mean, it doesn't really matter if she leaves or not. Becky's gone.
That's right.
So even if she leaves, you're not going to get liaison.
In all honesty,
right.
what does
so
she have to go to? Because nobody will want her because she's not that great of an actress anyway.
Nobody's knocking
right.
down her door.
I mean, yeah.
Really?
I said it before. If she was going to parlay any kind of success, it would have been after Dancing with the Stars, and she couldn't get shit after that. So nobody wants her.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at this point, people are like, because that was so long
ago. Do you think
people
would be going crazy? Do you think people would be going crazy if Kelly Monaco got fired?
No,
no
I don't think it would be that. I do not think it would be the outpouring.
I don't think people would be happy. Her fan base is nothing compared to Becky's
and
because
liaison.
People know it's agenda driven, and they know who's behind
Everybody knows it.
You can whitewash Kelly Monaco all you want, but the girl had her hand in it. She is not innocent in this, and not that I want to give her any more attention than I already have, but
I think Allie in the chat room said she was getting death threats. On Twitter or something.
Well, I don't agree with that. I mean,
thanks,
I don't
Kelly.
Think that people should be keeping
Kelly was definitely getting some bashing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
but she just retweeted, like, Lisa or Cicero's tweet about Becky, and people were like, oh, you can't come up with anything original? Like, it was just ridiculous what they were saying. I don't agree with that, but
yeah.
Do I think she's innocent? No.
No.
Do I think she's sad? No.
She's probably happy now. She knows that they're never going to get Liz and Jason ever get together. She knows she's going to be the number one gal in Jason's life.
If the show gets canceled in 6 months.
Yeah, you know, I just don't understand. I mean, this has become a Sunny and Jason show. Really? I mean, it's like... when the mob storyline first came on the air on General Hospital, I mean, I liked the mob storyline from Guiding Light, and I, you know, was watching that. And then, you know, when Maurice came on with the mob
realistically.
thing. Yeah, they did it realistic. But when I was actually thinking, oh, well, maybe this will be a change for General Hospital with this mob thing, and I was starting to like it. But it's been how many years now?
I think the mob came on General Hospital before it came on Guiding
Light. Yeah, before it came on Guiding Light. But then I was watching it on General Hospital, I was kind of getting tired.
Yeah, but Sonny wasn't as prominent as he was. It was still
it was still the hospital, and
it was still about the hospital, and you had all this other stuff going on. It wasn't until Franz got his heart on about the damn mob that it became, you know, the Sonny and Jason show. And if you want my honest, God's honest opinion, that's why the ratings have gone down. People are sick of the mob shit.
People are tired.
I mean, this is not
that. That's not what Daytime's about. That's not what Daytime's about.
No,
I mean,
not.
You know, and I said this before. They wanted to be like the Sopranos. Well, if you want to be like
please.
The Sopranos, then write it like the Sopranos. The Sopranos never.
Joke.
The writers
that's
of the Sopranos
joke.
Never pretended that those guys were good guys. They always knew they were in the mob. You knew what kind of show you were watching. If you didn't like mobsters, then you shouldn't be watching the Sopranos.
Right.
I mean, they make these guys, you know, the cops are the bad guys, and the mobsters are the good guys.
Yeah, they're the idiots.
Yeah,
the cops are the idiots.
I like Jason, too, but come on. If they want to try like the Sopranos,
go ahead, honey. It's ridiculous.
I know. I mean, I love Steve Burton, and I hate to not watch the show anymore because I like Steve Burton. Maybe if he wasn't paired with Sam or whatever, and I don't know. I mean,
I've only liked Jason when he was paired with Elizabeth.
I liked him when he was paired with Robin, and I was
liked him when he was paired with the good girls because they brought something in.
I was telling Carly today. I go if I found out that they were going to go with Robin and Jason one day, I would be so torn to go back or not because I was always loved Robin and Jason, but they kind of screwed that up.
Robin and Jason are 10 times better than Jason and Sam will be.
I know.
Day.
I mean, I would be so torn, but I wouldn't go back. Honestly, I don't know what I would do. I would feel like it'd be a betrayal to go back when I said I would never go back, you know, but.
And you know, when Maurice and Steve went to Kim and they asked her to come back, and the reason that Steve wanted her to come back was because, well, this is what I heard, I don't know how true this is, but he wanted to go back to Robin and Jason because
he wanted
out of Jason and Sam so bad. Yeah,
I believe
he wanted out of Jason and Sam, and so but because Jason and Sam, it's like I was reading in some of the message boards, and it's so true. The reason that Jason and Sam became popular the first time around was because the show was in a much better place, and they were riding on the coattails of the success of the rest of the show.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. And so now, you know, now we see
now they're on their own.
They don't. Yeah, now we see that they don't.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
There's going to be a big fallout. You know, once Becky's gone from the show and Jasam is not working, they're going to have to break up. Because where they're going to
go,
then they could put him with somebody else. That's why I say the only person on the other show that I'll like him with is Robin. I mean, Carly, they're too good of friends.
I'm gonna reserve judgment on that because
they
find somebody else that he's good with. I mean, at this point, I want him with somebody other. I cannot stand Sam. I cannot stand Kelly Monaco. I cannot stand the politics that are behind this.
Yeah,
She does not deserve that parent.
Maybe they could just recreate a whole new character to come in then, huh? Or somebody else.
I was reading something about a 35-year-old woman they were supposed to be, you know, bringing on to the show.
I think at this point I would prefer, even though I won't be watching, people that are going to stay, you know, to watch, I would prefer him to be with somebody else completely. If they're not going to go, you know, if they change.
Okay,
exactly.
bring in a character
that's like, I don't know. I like to watch shows with actors that I like. I can't just go watch an unknown.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They have to bring in, like, maybe, I don't know. I mean.
But you know what? It's also bittersweet because I'll be so pissed off that they're putting in with somebody else when they could have kept Becky on there the entire time.
I know. But I'm just saying
once they realize
they're letting Becky go for this.
I have all of these mixed emotions because it's going to piss me the frick off
I know.
When they could have, you know, had Becky on there, and they
put a big story finally.
Yeah.
But they're doing this. They're firing Becky because they want people to.
It's a double. Catch 22, Terry.
Yeah.
Catch 22. Because if they kept Becky on there, they would have just kept doing the same thing, and they would have never given us Liaison. The only way that the show is really going to tank is because they pissed off the Liz fans. So it's a catch 22. It's almost like Liz had to leave just so that the show would tank. You know
maybe
what I mean?
Maybe it's kind of, I don't know, maybe it's maybe it's a good thing, a good thing in the fact that the powers of be are going to realize that with Becky gone, it's not going to work with this couple. I mean,
they're going to trash her before they let her.
Kill
her off, and you can't bring her back.
Unless they bring her back
as another character, which
like
never
works. Like you said, the comment.
I don't think they would bring her back. I don't think she would come back.
I wouldn't go back for a show that fired me.
No way.
Or at least I hope she wouldn't come back.
I hope
she would have enough self-respect to say,
fuck
you.
I think Michael would, you know, sit her down and say, "Hey, babe, no way,
you can do so much better."
Steve would probably tell her, you know,
she could go
somewhere.
There's a lot of primetime shows that are really good that she could go on to guest star or whatever, you know,
she's a good actress.
Yeah, she's very good.
I don't know what Greg said, but does anybody know what Greg tweeted? Because his tweets are private, so I didn't get to read it. But does anybody know what he said?
Just a sec. I think it's on RTN. Just a sec.
Oh, is it?
You know, I would not mind seeing that Carly and Jason thing. I mean, if they cannot give me my Liaison,
Carly and Jason.
I do. I mean, if they cannot give me my favorite couple in the hallway, would put my favorite girl and my favorite guy from Zeno Hospital on together, because you know what? I would not mind if Zayton and Carly playing, because
I don't think they're going to go there, though. They have friendship, but I've never seen anything romantic or sexy about Carly.
Oh my God,
man.
When Carly was dreaming about Jason, and they were in the pool at Ziggs in her dream, and Carly kissed Jason, and I was thinking, now if something ever happened to Liz, I would not mind seeing that. I would not mind seeing Zolly in a romantic way, and I would really...
If I had to pick anybody for Jason to be with and it wasn't Liz, it would be Carly.
I'd be more comfortable with that than Sam.
But that's not going to go that way.
I want Sam to just be, I'm kind of like Carly, I'm leaning towards, can't she just be blown up like Lily was?
I know. You know what? No. A car bomb, they've done that. No, what they need to do is put her in a little box, put her on the lake, and then have the bomb detonate from the boat and she blow up.
She's the worst thing that ever happened to GH.
I know.
Yes, she is.
Worst thing ever.
You know what is so funny, you guys? We've been on here for 3 hours and 35 minutes.
Every time you say that, we get slammed.
I was just mentioning it. I was just mentioning it.
I try to take the high road, but then I get pissed off again.
I know, huh?
I'm down with the high road right now. I'm a little too angry, so me taking the high road, you know, I will again, but right now is, you know, and if Becky cannot go right now, I would love to see her and Melissa be back together. That would be very interesting for me to see that. I mean, let her go for today, though, why, you know. And, but I don't want her B&B because B&B, you don't see everyone. You might see someone like every couple of weeks if, you know, where's the book and Stephanie and Eric and Stupid Taylor. You see,
I was saying B&B because Rick Hurst is there and they could put her.
I know, that's what I was saying to Carly today. Go,
yeah,
put her back to Rick Hurst. Go to B&B to work with Rick. Well, you know what?